This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Got lots to talk about this hour, including yet another attribute of vitamin D, the Swiss Army knife of nutrients. Turns out to have yet another amazing property. Plus your phone calls, 877-726-8255. Let's say we start with a phone call. Let's take one of your questions.
Good afternoon. My name is Maria. I live in Prescott, Arizona. I'm 64 years old. I'm 102 pounds. I'm an extremely healthy person. Don't take any medicine. I recently fell 2 weeks ago in 2 days, and the x-ray showed that I have a comminuted, minimally displaced fracture of the patella, and the x-ray shows 3 broken pieces, I guess, or 3 breaks. Surgery is out of the question. I would like to know what the healthier items are which I can take, like besides bone broth and calcium, and which calcium and which magnesium to take so that the bone, the kneecap, will heal on its own. And I am well aware with the age that it will take up to a year. Appreciate it.
Okay, so, you know, great question. And thanks for all the precise details about you. And yes, this can happen. And this is not necessarily an osteoporotic fracture, although sometimes if you fall, an evaluation is in order to see if you are suffering from generalized osteoporosis. But it was the kneecap that you broke, and the typical sites of osteoporotic fracture are the hip and the spine, and to some extent, the wrist. So the kind of fracture that you had doesn't necessarily mean that you have osteoporosis. So let's talk about what you need to heal from a fracture. Initially, you have trauma, and trauma causes a lot of tissue destruction and local inflammation. And so in the initial phases after a fracture, I hope that we're addressing your fracture soon after you've had it, because sometimes a little backlog in terms of answering these questions, but this question just came through. We'd like to use a proteolytic enzyme, something like Wobenzyme. And this person, having a bit of a European accent, suggests that they may be familiar with products like Wobenzyme that are extremely popular in Europe to be administered at the time of trauma. And it could be accidental trauma or it could be surgical trauma. So what they do is they break up some of the tissue waste products that are generated when there's local trauma and, in effect, digest them away. These types of products are best taken away from food, because otherwise, when taken with food, they simply digest the protein in the food. So what you want to do is you want to have them systemically absorbed so they digest away the byproducts of tissue destruction in your injured part. But those only need to be taken for at most a few weeks after the surgery or after the fracture. And then you want to take things that enhance circulation. You may want to take some sort of nitric oxide enhancing thing, something like a beetroot extract to enhance circulation because circulation is poor around injuries. You do want to take calcium. You don't want to take calcium carbonate because it's poorly absorbed. Calcium citrate is probably the best absorbed form of calcium, along with magnesium, because magnesium is also a component that supports bone formation, and then adequate vitamin D. If you're living in Arizona, there's no guarantee that you have adequate levels of vitamin D. Get your vitamin D levels checked and work to increase your vitamin D level to about 50 or 60 nanograms per milliliter. That would be, under the normal scoring system, that would be optimal levels of vitamin D for bone healing. And then you might consider other things like Iperflavone or boron. There are formulas that include the right amount of calcium, magnesium, boron, Iperflavone. You may also want to take some vitamin K2 that is helpful for bone formation. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about is strontium. And we know that strontium in clinical trials has been shown to reduce the risk of fracture. But then the question arises, once you have a fracture, is it a good idea or maybe not such a good idea to take strontium? Because we know, for example, that when people are taking osteoporosis medications and they have a fracture, the osteoporosis medications may actually interfere with bone remodeling. What they do is they put the brakes on osteoclasts. Osteoclasts are the things that remove bone. But actually, when you want to heal, you may want to both build and simultaneously remove, say, dead bone fragments or parts of the bone that are dysfunctional to heal the bone. So maybe not such a great idea to be taking Fosamax or Actonel or Boniva at the time of a fracture. I mean, it's plausible to do so because they seem to reduce the risk of osteoporotic fractures. But should they be taken during a fracture? Well, what about strontium? Well, strontium works differently. It actually increases the osteoblasts and it also increases the osteoclasts to some extent. It slows bone deterioration, but it also increases bone formation. And I tried to look this up because I had, I can anticipate the questions. They're pre-recorded. And I said, I wonder if there's any studies in humans, non-animal studies, that look at strontium for bone healing. And because strontium is a drug in Europe, indeed there are some what are called preclinical studies, which means they're done in animals. But I came across a small study that looks at a couple of patients who had trouble healing from a fracture. They had fractures of various kinds that didn't seem to heal. And then when looked at under x-rays, their bones weren't healing properly. This is called non-union. And it's a serious problem, especially in older people, people who have poor circulation. They have non-union of bone, and this can become a chronic problem. Bone doesn't heal properly. So the strontium was initiated when it appeared that the bones weren't healing properly. In both cases, there was dramatic cessation of pain, and also there was confirmation using imaging to show that indeed the bones had begun healing properly and fully resolved. So I'm looking at the study here, and what they say here is that while this hasn't really been studied well in humans, these are just case reports, two case reports that don't constitute a large-scale study, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. They're just anecdotal reports. But in the discussion, they say they have done the research in rats. And, unfortunately, animal lovers, they do experiments where they break the bones of animals, and then they see what works to heal the fractures. They found in these rats that systemic treatment with strontium could promote healing of tibial fractures, that's fractures of the leg bone, in rats that were overectomized. Okay, so that's important too, because without estrogen, there's an acceleration of bone loss. And so one might add, would estrogen possibly play a role in healing a fracture? Well, that may be the case too. But they actually demonstrated at 4 weeks post-fracture in these animals the anabolic effect of strontium on what are called osteoblasts. These are the bone-building cells. And the remodeling process appeared to be accelerated, and there was an indication that strontium might not only increase bone formation, but also promote bone strengthening. And they say this study suggests that systemic treatment with strontium could promote tibial fracture healing in overrectomized rats, increase bone mineral density and biomechanical strength, and improve the microstructural properties. In other words, better bone, not just more bone, but bone with a better architecture to support true healing. So, they claim that in our experience, the use of strontium to promote fracture healing brought great clinical improvements, both due to pain relief and functional regain, and it also caused radiographic evidence of fracture healing in those two patients who previously had shown fracture non-union or delayed union. And so they call for a wider use of strontium in promoting fracture healing, and they want to encourage further scientific research in this field, which admittedly they haven't done enough. They need more well-structured clinical trials with strontium directed to patients who have poorly healed fractures. So, I think makes the case for the safety and possibly the efficacy of strontium. And you want to take, I think the dosage is 300 or 325 milligrams. To taken at night is best when you take strontium citrate, which is the American version of the product that's available over the counter. So there you have it. I'm a fan of strontium for prevention of fractures, but this is a different story. But I think it may play a role in healing fractures too, and I would recommend it to patients and listeners for that purpose. 877-726-8255. I think we have some additional questions on strontium that we'll answer during this hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, in a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
It's just really inspirational, the way Darlene looks at her job, the way she looks at leadership, and how she really just wants to help her family business. She really wants to, like, pass this on to the younger generations, and that's just an amazing way to view things.
Yeah. Do you think you have anything in common with Darlene?
She definitely seems like a people's person who likes talking to people a lot, and that's kind of what I see in her of myself.
So, Darlene, are there roles at Clemens Food Group for people like Lucia who are excellent communicators and want to help people out?
Absolutely. To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
There's a specific reason why some of these politicians hate Elon Musk. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Elizabeth Warren claims she doesn't accept donations from Big Pharma. Not only does she collect money, she collects more than anyone else does. And the person next in line? Bernie Sanders. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Washington, D.C. survive the next 4 years of Donald Trump? If the first 2 weeks are anything to go by, perhaps not. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
I think not a show goes by here on Intelligent Medicine where we don't have a new study that attests to the benefits of vitamin D. Vitamin D is truly the Swiss Army knife of nutrients, and it goes beyond being a vitamin. It's actually a hormone. Vitamin D is a hormone that regulates calcium metabolism in bone, but it also regulates a lot of things throughout the body. It seems to have a regulatory effect on immunity. It may have a regulatory effect on metabolism, and on it goes. And so yet another attribute of vitamin D is that it may help to improve thyroid function. Headline, thyroid function improved with vitamin D supplementation program. All right. So the background on this is that a lot of people have suboptimal vitamin D. And I don't mean a vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D deficiency is defined as less than 20 nanograms per ml. That's a deficiency. If you're 11 or 18, you have vitamin D deficiency. That's a serious problem. And generally, doctors want you to have a vitamin D above 20, and if it's 25 or 32, they say it's adequate. But studies show that optimal thyroid function may require a vitamin D level of at least 50 nanograms per ml. And that's in line with this study. Because the background on this is that it's been shown that people who have low vitamin D often have low thyroid function. There is definitely a correlation between vitamin D deficiency and low thyroid function. But correlation does not necessarily mean causation. It may be that some other attribute of having low thyroid, such as being overweight, is associated with low vitamin D. And indeed, people who are obese, they often have low vitamin D because their vitamin D is sequestered in their fat cells and it's less available to their bloodstream. So there isn't, definitely doesn't necessarily mean that vitamin D can make you skinny. If you take vitamin D, you lose weight. It just, there's a correlation between obesity and low vitamin D. And of course, there's a correlation between obesity and poor thyroid function because your metabolism slows down. All right. So they did an intervention study. And so that is to demonstrate whether administering vitamin D to people with low vitamin D would improve their thyroid function. And how much vitamin D did they administer? Vitamin D supplementation was given to all the participants, and the average dose was 6,000 per day. Now, that's a whopping dose. That means if the average dose was 6,000, it means that some people got 10,000, other people got 4,000, so it averaged out to be 6,000. With the goal of achieving a vitamin D level of at least 40 nanograms per ml. All right? Now, that's the way you should give vitamin D. You shouldn't just, there's not a set dose, not a dose like, you know, everybody gets, 2,000, or everybody gets, 1,500. The goal should be to achieve a level. And this is what they found. They found that the risk of having a low T3, which is a measure of thyroid function, was 14% lower in people who had a vitamin D of 50. When they got to 50, there was a 61% lower risk of a decreased free T4. That's a measure of thyroid function. With this increase in vitamin D, there was a 52% lower risk of an increased TSH. Elevated TSH is a measure of low thyroid. So dramatic improvements in thyroid function with simply the administration of vitamin D to a target of 50, showing that vitamin D is an important partner in optimizing your thyroid function. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Okay, a lot happening on the health front because we've got now the confirmation of RFK Jr., and that portends big changes in terms of the way that we administer health care in the U.S., hopefully for the better. And this is something that is a real bombshell that you might think is part of DOGE, you know, the efficiency program headed up by Elon Musk and his gang of neurodivergent coders. It's bombshell reporting. U.S. taxpayers funded a covert campaign to downplay the risk of pesticides and discredit environmentalists in Africa, Europe, and North America. So it sounds very DOGE-like, right? You know, taxpayer money, which is funding efforts to push back on environmental controls that are necessary to safeguard the health of Americans and people across the world. But it turns out this is not the result of a DOGE revelation. This is bombshell reporting by The Guardian, in conjunction with an investigative organization that has uncovered this covert campaign to downplay the risks of pesticides, funded in part by U.S. taxpayers. It's a year-long investigation that managed to penetrate a PR operation that casts those who raise the alarm from pesticide critics to environmental scientists or sustainability campaigners as an anti-science protest industry, and they used government money to do so. But for the grace of God, go I. I don't know if I'm on the list of, quote, influencers who are part of this anti-science protest industry, but I have sounded the alarm about the harmful effects of glyphosate and pesticides, and in this case, one of the things that they tried to suppress is reporting on paraquat, which is a powerful herbicide. The U.S.-based PR firm VFluence, yeah, that's it, they're influencers, they built profiles on hundreds of scientists, campaigners, and writers while coordinating with government officials to counter global resistance to pesticides. They, in effect, doxed them. So they created a directory which various people in industry paid for. There was a who's who of the agricultural, of the agrochemical industry and its friends who subscribed to this list, featuring executives from some of the world's largest pesticide companies alongside government officials from multiple countries, where the members of this directory can access profiles in more than 3,000 organizations and 500 people who have been critical of pesticides or genetically modified organisms. I wonder if I'm on that list, but I don't want to pay big bucks to find out, but maybe it'll be revealed. Many of the profiles divulge personal details about the subjects, such as their home addresses and telephone numbers, and spotlight criticisms that disparage their work. And this obviously goes against data privacy protection laws in many countries across the world. This outfit is called Bonus Aventis, a brainchild of Jay Byrne, who is a former communications executive at the agrochemical firm Monsanto, which was ultimately bought by Bayer. He had a reputation management firm called VFluence, the aforementioned VFluence. And the investigation revealed that the U.S. government funded VFluence as part of its program to promote GMOs in Africa and Asia. Why are taxpayers paying to promote GMOs in Africa and Asia? I have no idea why. But it was part of the agenda. Between roughly 2013 and 2019, the U.S. Agency for International Development, that's the nexus with DOGE, a lot of controversy this week about blowing the whistle on USAID. The USAID channeled over $400,000 to VFluence for services including, quote, enhanced monitoring, end quote, of critics of modern agricultural approaches, and to build this outfit called Bonus Aventis, which doxed the critics of pesticides. The government also has been involved in an attempt to sabotage a scientific conference in Nairobi, Kenya, that showcased sustainable solutions to pesticides. So we, in the United States, we found it in our interest to undermine efforts elsewhere to push back against the pervasive use of pesticides and GMOs. Further emails received through FOIA requests revealed how the firm worked with the U.S. government officials to undermine anti-pesticide movements. The outfit that did this in collaboration with The Guardian is called New Lead, L-E-D-E. They focused on the interactions of VFluence with U.S. government agencies and officials. They revealed that more than 30 U.S. government officials are members of Bonus Aventis, which gets the dish on pesticide foes, and most of those U.S. government officials are located within the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Already, the French newspaper Le Monde reveals how VFluence obtained a contract with another PR firm aimed at undermining the EU's farm-to-fork policy. The work was worth up to $4.9 million. Public spending records suggest it was suspended when President Biden was elected. Okay? The guy who heads us up says he denies the allegations. saying they're based on claims which were, quote, manufactured and false. He says that there are no unethical, illegal, or otherwise inappropriate outreach, lobbying, or related activities by our organization of any kind. The results, the bottom line, is that his company, VFluence, has announced that it had removed the profiles of scientists and activists who were doxxed on its Bonus Aventis website in the wake of the investigation, the joint investigation by the UK newspaper, The Guardian, along with the folks at LEDE, L-E-D-E. All the while, the culprit who's behind this referred to the investigation as an NGO smear campaign. And he claims his company permanently removed the profiles due to rising costs from continued litigator and activist harassment of our staff, partners, and clients with threats and misrepresentations. Yeah, we found out and we blew the whistle on your efforts to dox us. So there you have it. It's just kind of an inside look at, you know, how our government agencies are spreading their influence, not just here in the United States, but across the world, under the auspices of agencies like USAID and through the Department of Agriculture. Folks, are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. Because as you get older, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue, but there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's NT-factor. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT-factor for years. Don't go a day without it. And now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT-factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT-factor lipids powder. That's something that I add to my smoothie every day. And get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT-factor free. I'm taking a trip, and I won't be carrying around a blender, but I'm certainly going to take the patented energy wafers with me. Patented energy contains the same patented lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer. Just call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, for the NT-factor Essentials Bundle. This item here is related to ultra-processed foods, which by most recent assessments constitute 65% of the foods consumed by adults in the U.S., they're ultra-processed. So they did a six-year study, 4,750 adults. It's entitled Differential Association of Ultra-Processed Food Categories with Risk of Developing Cognitive Impairment in Middle-Aged and Older Adults. Translation, they wanted to see if the use of ultra-processed foods were associated with the risk of developing cognitive impairment. And here's what they found. Indeed, it was associated with the risk of developing cognitive impairment. And this, what's interesting is this is a short study, six-year study. So over a period of 6 years, they follow these people. And, you know, it might take 15 or 20 or 30 years of consumption of ultra-processed food to discover a link between ultra-processed food and the risk of developing cognitive impairment. But no, indeed, they found a risk. Consumption of additional daily serving of ultra-processed animal products was associated with a 17% increased risk of cognitive impairment. When it came to beverages, there was a 6.3% heightened risk of developing cognitive impairment throughout the study period. So, you know, smoking gun, you know, we're getting to the point where we're seeing ultra-processed foods are on a par with cigarettes in terms of their deleterious effects. The studies keep coming in, and we are mired in indecision and inaction and analysis paralysis while we try to figure out what to do about it. But hopefully this new health regime under the auspices of some innovative people, will help to turn around this epidemic of chronic disease, and especially the looming prospect that by 2060 we'll see a doubling in the number of people who suffer from Alzheimer's disease. Could it be something in the water? Could it be something in the air? Could it be something in our foods? Well, we need to investigate, and we will. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Washington, D.C. survive the next 4 years of Donald Trump? If the first 2 weeks are anything to go by, perhaps not. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Diversity, equity, inclusion in our education system is poisoning young minds to hate America. As a professor of political science, I could assure you this toxic curriculum will destroy our country. I'm Nicholas Stradano, higher education fellow at Campus Reform, and I've had a front row seat to the anti-American push in our education system through DEI. DEI teaches that America is inherently racist and that oppression is ingrained. It encourages segregation, tribalism, and victimhood. It is the opposite of E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. We must root out this virus. We must reestablish an education system that teaches our national values and is not ashamed of American exceptionalism. We must teach the next generation to love this great country. The Leadership Institute's Campus Reform is exposing the DEI agenda in education, from history and language arts to the sciences and math. Visit campusreform.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. You can jot that number down because if you have a question during the week and you want to pose that question in our program, just call 877-726-8255 like this person and ask away.
Is strontium safe for patients who have stage 3 kidney disease?
Okay, strontium safe for patients with stage 3 kidney disease. And I have to say that I might be a little bit concerned about the use of something that is a high-dose mineral in a person with stage 3 kidney disease, because we know that minerals and certain vitamins accumulate in people who don't have adequate filtration capacity because their kidney function is reduced. So I might say this is something where we really have to be a little cautious. And, you know, I do it on a case-by-case basis. I think strontium is safe for the vast majority of people, but I think under that circumstance, I might see a flashing caution sign. All right, this item, you know, we're talking about cognitive decline and, you know, how we're all headed towards a pandemic of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. But is cognitive decline inevitable? There's an interesting article in Scientific American that speaks to that, and we'll cover that in just a moment. But first, you know, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CB Sciences, makers of award-winning CBD products, have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD options that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or if you need a little peace and calm, you can try the Peace Gummies, a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that supports serenity and relaxation without drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. So for more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. So can we actually not just decline cognitively, but can we improve with age? According to some recent research, the belief about old people is that they're all kind of the same, that they're doddering, and that aging is a steady downward slope, according to Scientific American. That view, however, is a great misunderstanding, because they've done some research and there's sort of a bifurcation among people over the age of 65. Some people experience inevitable and inexorable cognitive decline, but for those who maintain healthy brain function, three-quarters who did not develop dementia showed little to no cognitive decline. Average age 77 in the study, followed for up to 16 years. Some of this is genetic, but a lot of this has to do with lifestyle and social interaction. And there may be a change in the character of intelligence. The ability to resolve conflicts strengthens. Where older adults really shine, according to one expert, is in their knowledge base. If you think of the brain as a computer, there's a lot more in the hard drive. Older adults are less likely than younger people to see the world in stark binary black and white terms. They're more nuanced in their understanding of issues and are better able to cope with the stresses of things like COVID, even though they were among the groups at highest risk of health complications and death, they fared relatively well when it comes to their mental accommodation. So the bottom line is someone has a healthy brain, age alone might be considered not a liability, but an asset. Well, thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number for Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. And please go to drhoffman.com. We've got lots of assets there to help you become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. We've got podcasts. You can subscribe to them through your favorite podcast service. Also subscribe to our newsletter and make sure that you check out our online dispensary, full script at drhoffmanstore.com. You can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And they're the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Buying through full script offers fast free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. And keep in mind that as we enter an era where MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, is going to become a big theme, the Alliance for Natural Health, of which I am medical director and president, stands as a guardian to your right to choose natural, sustainable healthcare options. And you better believe that we're going to have a seat at the table as we contemplate major reform to our healthcare system. Big pharma, big food, big chem, and big government protect the broken status quo. But their grip will be loosened going forward. Find out about the Alliance for Natural Health. Just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That's drhoffman.com/ANH. And we have a very, very exciting era unfolding before us. Thanks very much for joining us. Have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Radio Program. Frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you get older, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT-Factor for years, and now, for a limited time, take advantage of the NT-Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT-Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT-Factor free. Patented energy contains the same patented lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer. Just go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com for the NT-Factor.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A death toll is rising as severe weather slams the southern U.S. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least 9 people have died after heavy flooding across the state. In a press conference, Beshear said that President Trump has already approved a disaster declaration and FEMA will respond. At least one other person was killed in Georgia when a thunderstorm toppled a tree onto a home in Atlanta early Sunday. Dozens of water rescues are being reported. House Republicans launched their budget plan out of committee. House Republican Whip Tom Emmer lists just some of the wasteful spending discovered at USAID by DOGE.
$20 million for a Sesame Street show in Iraq. $1.5 million to promote LGBT advocacy in Jamaica. $2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala. $1.5 million to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities.
The Trump administration is firing hundreds of employees at the Department of Homeland Security, many of the layoffs at FEMA. Workers also terminated at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. A DHS spokesperson said under President Trump's leadership, we are making sweeping cuts and reform across the federal government. President Trump had a Valentine's Day warning for illegals.
The administration shared a Valentine's Day card on social media. It featured Mr. Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan's faces on a pink backdrop adorned with red hearts. The card had a warning message to illegal aliens hiding from ICE officers. It read, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Come here illegally, and we'll deport you."
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. For the one and only Relief Factor.
A man in basketball is speaking out over a controversial trade.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has a message to those Dallas Mavericks fans who are still angry 2 weeks later. He feels your pain. That said, he's also sure that the Mavericks believe that their decision to trade Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis was, in their minds at least, the best possible move for the franchise. Silver, in his annual address at All-Star Weekend Saturday, said he had no advance word that the trade was looming, and that he was surprised like everyone else. He also said he wasn't going to second-guess Dallas' decision.
William Byron wins the Daytona 500 for the second straight year. The start of the race was moved up more than an hour due to the forecast of rainy weather with the rain delay taking place. Byron is the first driver to win back-to-back Daytonas since Denny Hamlin. President Trump attended the race, which is the first official event of the 2025 NASCAR season. The president did a lap around the track in his presidential limo. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, Monday is President's Day, or whatever you want to call it.
The federal holiday is officially Washington's birthday to honor George, and 34 states use his name in some way. However, 19 states use some form of George and/or President's Day. The latter took hold after the holiday became fixed in 1971 on the third Monday in February. Hope you're keeping track of all of this. The result is a jumble of names, dates, and ideas on how to celebrate. Bottom line, celebrate however you wish as we honor those who have led the nation. Jason Walker reporting.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he's pushing for the immediate release of all hostages held by terror group Hamas. Rubio told CBS's Face the Nation he's working closely with the Israeli government to secure the release as soon as possible. The comments come after three more hostages were released on Saturday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Consultant and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of a wonderful firm called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me again today. And as always, I hope the audience gets some great information from what I can provide here today.
Okay, they always do. And for the listeners, you're going to want to write this down. Just a couple of contact pieces here. So if you want to look online, he has an excellent website. It's loaded with tons of information. That's at homedownsizing.com. homedownsizing.com, or if you want to just pick up the phone and make a call, toll free, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. And Ben, earlier this week, we were having lunch and kind of sharing some stories back and forth, and it sounded like you had a couple of just really great stories of your interaction with clients and how you were able to help them.
Absolutely, Steve. Obviously, over the last 28 years, I've worked with people in all kinds of different circumstances, so there's never a common or the same situation twice, usually. It's always a little bit different. But in the most recent circumstances, I had a gentleman that had been in the house quite a long time. And because of health issues, he just wasn't able to take care of the house and do repairs and maintenance to the property the way that he knew that it should be done. And he was ready to find something smaller that he did not have to worry about those repairs and updates. And so met with him and went over the different options, not just the one option of us buying the house, but letting him know what the potential value of his house was. Mm-hmm. If he were to fix it up, what those repairs would probably cost most typical people.
Yep.
And what he would net if he went that direction, as well as, of course, what our offer would be of just buying the house in his present as-is condition, giving him some time to move to an apartment that he wanted to get to and do that at his own pace, to take what he wanted to take, and anything that he didn't want to take, just to leave, and we would take care of it. So that's what he decided to go with, is to take our option, because, again, he placed value in those benefits that we offered to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people, if the benefits that we provide are of value or enough value, then we're a good solution. Otherwise, we have other options available for people to go down that road.
Okay, and so he was in his home. He couldn't take care of it. The house definitely needed some repairs and that sort of thing, and so he chose to sell it as is and just not have to deal with everything and move. Did he move to some senior care community, or did he downsize into maybe a senior-friendly apartment, or what did he end up doing?
In this situation, he was just going to an apartment.
Okay.
Because he just wanted a smaller living arrangement that he did not have to take care of all the maintenance and repairs and those issues.
And so he didn't, so he just wanted a lifestyle change where he wanted out from underneath the burden, frankly, of owning a house.
Correct. And that way he could focus on his health and hopefully getting better instead of worrying about taking care of a house that he really didn't necessarily care about at this point in his life.
Yep. And so did you end up cleaning out all of his stuff? So I assume he took the things that he needed or wanted, and did he leave the rest of it? So you helped kind of with all of the quote-unquote stuff in the house as well?
That's correct. We took care of the stuff that he didn't care about. When I meet with people, they usually say, well, we'll have to get a dumpster and we'll have to take care of all these things that we don't want to or can't move with us and that we can't donate or give away. Because charities are sometimes very picky on the things that they will take,
yep,
even if we want to give things to the charity. And it's always a relief when we tell them, whatever you can't take or donate, just leave it. We'll take care of it. And you can kind of see the relief on their face of, oh, I don't have to deal with that now.
Yeah.
I can just deal with the things that I need to or want to focus on to get to that next stage in life.
Well, I'll tell you, so I wish I would have known about you about 25 years ago. So, it was actually in 2003, and my grandparents had passed away. And so my mom and I and my brothers, mainly my mom and I, but my brothers did help out. But we had to go over to their house and kind of go through everything. And when you said you've got to get a dumpster, that just brought back a little bit of a nightmare. So we rented the giant dumpster that's as big as, I don't know, half a semi-trailer. I mean, you know, one of those great big huge ones is probably about 4 or 5 feet deep. We filled two of them because, and God bless him, my grandpa, I don't know if I'd call him a hoarder, but he was definitely moving in that direction. So if something was on sale and a good deal, even if he didn't need it, he would buy five of them instead of one of them. And so they just had just tons of just stuff. And so we tried to figure out what we wanted to sell, and we had to kind of sift through, you know, just what's junk and we're going to throw away. And again, a lot of it was junk. If I would have known you, I would have said, here, if you can do all of that, God bless you, take it over. It would have saved us, dozens of hours of time. And frankly, that was also really hard for us to go through their stuff, to be honest with you. So that would have been a great benefit to know. And so I'm hoping that this is connecting with some of the listeners who may be in a similar situation.
We deal with that often, health-related issues where a person maybe has waited too long, or in this situation, he waited long enough, but he knew that he had to make a change. And so we certainly deal with people that if they're understandably, I want to be in my home as long as I can be.
Yep.
And I think the statistic is 80 or 90% of,
yep,
of seniors want to stay in their home as long as possible. And that's a great thing to do, to be comfortable in your own home. Unfortunately, at some point, most people usually need to do something to make,
yep,
to make a move somewhere. And so we deal with that situation often, work with adult children quite a bit when they are called in to help a parent or loved one to make that move. And especially if the adult child is coming in from out of area or out of town and they're leaving their immediate family behind to help a parent, that's when those individuals often really value our benefits, that they don't have to worry about getting contractors and all of the other services lined up to take care of the real estate. They can just hand that off to us. We take care of all the details with the property, and they can focus on getting the parent to a better living arrangement.
Yeah, that is so valuable. And I was just recalling that whole situation. And Grandma said, you know, hang on to the house. You never know. We might be able to come home. And at that time, we really didn't know if they could come home or not. I would have probably thought maybe not, but we didn't know for sure. So I said, absolutely. We kind of shut the house down, minimal utilities, all of those sort of things. And then over time, it became very apparent that they were not going to be able to come home. But during that time, a gutter fell off. There was a porch problem. There was a new leak in the roof. I think a squirrel got somehow into the attic. I mean, all kinds of stuff happened to the house when it sat vacant. And I swear the house somehow knows it's vacant. And so I don't know. It just felt like none of these things happened when they lived there. And then the second they move, all of a sudden all these things start happening. So your service is just so valuable.
And we see that time and time again, that what I tell anybody is, you know, a vacant house does not get better with age.
It does not.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And especially if a person is not in the home or somebody isn't in the home for, I believe, 30 days, then check with your insurance company, because your insurance may not be valid after that point if the house sits empty or vacant past that 30 days. But check with your insurance agent to see what kind of policy you need in that situation if you want to keep the house, just in case you can come back into the property.
Is it possible to get homeowners insurance for a vacant house, or is it some other – What's the situation with that?
You can get vacant house insurance, because my company, when we purchase a house, will get vacant house insurance, but it's typically three or four times the cost of if you're living in the home.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. If this is catching your attention, okay, and I know this is resonating with so many people, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. You can go online at homedownsizing.com or call 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The typical realtor fee is 6%. Is that statement true or false?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socheck from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the item you ordered on Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime Air is a drone delivery service. And so let's say you're buying a tie. David Carbon from Amazon tells us how it works.
So you would jump on the website, Amazon website, and you'd look up ties. Off the Amazon selection, you'd select the tie you wanted. The machine goes into action. We pick it, we pack it, put your address on it, then goes to the drone, gets packed into the drone. You know, 11 minutes after that process, you've got your tie, or faster.
All right, so it's a drone that brings a package that has to be 5 pounds or less.
Yep.
The tie is dropped, like, near my doorstep, and I'm pushed a notification that it's there, right?
Yeah, you can track it all the way.
Like an Uber.
Like, yeah, exactly like an Uber.
Amazon expects to be delivering 500 million packages globally by drone.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The typical realtor fee is 6%. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
It could be true, Steve.
Okay.
It's not necessarily. It is a trick question. Typically, before the lawsuits, if the audience hasn't been familiar or heard about the lawsuits that happened back in 2024, if you're not into real estate, you probably didn't hear about it.
You probably didn't hear it, yeah.
But prior to that time, it's, I would say, typical for a seller when they sell a property to pay out between 5 and 7% total commissions to real estate agents. And the way that's typically broken down is about half to what's called the listing side, the agent that is your seller's agent, and about half that to the buyer's agent, the agent that brings you a buyer, because there's typically always a buyer's agent involved. And then those commissions are broken down between the agent themselves and their broker, where their license, where the real estate license is mm-hmm. hung or employed, you might say.
Okay.
And so you have almost four components or four pieces to that mm-hmm. listing commission. With the lawsuits last year, they've tried to, I think the intent was to be more transparent with where the buyer's commission came from.
Okay.
Because it typically came from the seller. Where when the seller would list a property and sell a property, that 5 to 7% would include both sides of the commission for the selling side and the buyer's agent. Now the intent was to try and be more transparent with that, to let the buyer see where that came from. And I don't know, personally speaking, mm-hmm. my opinion, I don't know that it's helped a whole lot.
Okay.
Because what I have run into, my company, when we sell a property, of course, we interact with buyer's agents at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And even there's a couple of different trains of thought. You can still offer a buyer's agent a commission if they bring a buyer. The other thought process is if we just advertise we're not paying anything, then it's all negotiable.
Okay.
So some buyers will have their agent present an offer but ask for their agent's commission. And then it's all negotiable. On the other hand, we can advertise as a seller, we're paying a certain percentage to the buyer's agent to bring a buyer to us. The downside of some of that, and you will never hear people admit to this, but what I've been told in one market that my company works in, when we offered, when I said, well, I want to offer to pay a buyer's agent 2%, my agent said, if we do that, you're likely not to get all the buyers, potential buyers, into your house as you could. Because some agents will not show your house for less than 2.5% or 3%.
Okay.
They won't tell you that.
Yep.
It just won't happen. And so it's I don't want to go too far down that road most listeners are probably bored with that conversation already. But my point, I guess, in bringing this up is if you're a seller or a buyer, you definitely want to have a conversation if you're going to work with agents as to what the compensation is, who's paying the compensation, and if that compensation is being, if that agent is being compensated by both sides of the transaction. So that you know how much you're paying for the house or how much you're selling the house for and exactly how that compensation is broken out. So just be very aware of that.
It sounds a little messy.
It's, again, the lawsuit was meant to try and clarify things and make more and put more transparency in the transaction. But yes, I think it's more complicated now than what it was before. And again, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. Well, it sounds right. And so it sounds like it was good intentions of transparency, but in reality, it's turned into maybe a little more difficult than what it was envisioned to be, I guess.
Correct. It's good intention, reality, maybe something else.
Yep. Okay. Again, if that's getting your attention like it is mine, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions online at homedownsizing.com, or you could give a call at the toll-free number 855-291-5005. And Ben, it sounds like you worked with another recent client that had a pretty good story as far as relative to how you were able to help them as well.
Correct. One other situation, and I've run into this a number of times in the last 28 years, but the situation was the parents had moved out of their nice home and were moved into a motorhome full-time and were traveling full-time and allowed the adult child to move into their house. And for however these things happen, after several years, the house was in disrepair, to put it politely.
Yep.
The child had trashed their house.
Oh, boy.
And so
I've heard this story before. Well, not this one, but similar stories.
Yep. Like I said, I've run into this a number of different times.
Yep. Okay.
Where the parents are trying to do a favor for their adult children to maybe help them out if they needed a little bit of help for a short amount of time. The intent would have been a short amount of time.
And it all goes south.
And the best intentions, again, bad results.
Yeah.
And so the parents decided finally, okay, before this house gets any worse and we lose more value in the house, I'm sorry, child, adult child, you need to leave.
Yep.
We need to sell the house. And in this circumstance, the homeowner, the parent, called me, talked to him about the situation. And he even said, you know, my other son is saying that I'm going down the bad road of dealing with one of you cash home buyers that I'm not going to get near enough for my house of what I should.
Mm-hmm.
But when we broke the numbers out and he confirmed that he thought our numbers were pretty accurate, what it was going to take to get the house up to its best condition, what the value, potential value of the house was. And he basically said, you know, for X number of dollars, I don't have to worry about the hassle of this. I don't have to worry about being coming back from my family, where I'm at, to manage contractors, to find contractors, to manage all this stuff that has to be done.
Yep.
And so is X number of dollars worth the worry of all that? He decided it wasn't.
Okay.
And so he decided just to go ahead and sell the house, be done with it, and go back to Arizona where it's warm.
Yeah. So, amen.
In that situation,
it's dry heat.
Correct. In that situation, again, he decided that the value of our benefits were enough value that's the route that he took.
Okay. And so if that is getting your attention, and as we've discussed several times on the program before, this is a great solution, a great fit for a lot of folks. It's not the one, it's not a great fit for everyone. And so Ben will tell you that. He'll say, you know, this is probably your best opportunity. This is your second best opportunity. He'll tell you if it's the best fit for you or not. And then you make the decision. And so check with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks for coming in today. Excellent information as always.
Thank you for the opportunity, Steve. Have a great day.
We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizens Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
American exceptionalism. We must teach the next generation to love this great country. The Leadership Institute's campus reform is exposing the DEI agenda in education, from history and language arts to the sciences and math. Visit campusreform.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity.
Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to introduce our next guest, and he's Mr. Richard Wexler. He's the CEO of A Plan to Age. And, Richard, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. I very much appreciate it.
All right. And so, Richard, tell us about A Plan to Age, and this is your new foundation. Just tell us about that. It's a fantastic, fantastic foundation.
Thank you. I'll give you a little background and tell you why we did this. So if you go back about 20 years, I'm in California, minding my own business in the software industry, around 50 years of age, married later, two small kids. Four parents between my wife and myself, we think they're doing great. All of a sudden in the summer of 05, we start getting phone calls. It turns out to be all four phoning us. They're all doing extremely poorly. We then begin a brand new adventure in our life, taking care of them. This adventure with our two small kids that were 11 and 7 lasted 14 years. Until the last parent passed away in 2019 at 96. And what I realized pretty quickly, I could barely spell the word care. So, yeah, wound up about a year later leaving what I was doing, educating myself, actually spending years educating myself about the complexities of aging care. What does this mean? What is care? Where do you find it? What's it cost? All those good things. Because my wife and I were the typical Americans. We had never talked about this. We had not planned for this. We weren't stupid. We knew that our parents were in their 80s, but I guess we thought magic was somehow going to take care of them. So after years of study, I began educating all across the U.S., just in about almost every state, about the complexities of aging and care, trying to get people to understand. The numbers I use are a lot bigger than the long-term care insurance industry. I tell people there's about a 95% chance you're going to need care, whether that's a few hours, a few weeks, a few months, or potentially a few years, hopefully not 14 like us. But we have a couple choices. We can really talk about this, have comprehensive conversations with our older loved ones as they age, or like my wife and I, do nothing and then deal with it, which is pretty darn hard when it happens.
And Richard, so, you were on the plan that most people are. They're aware of it, but you kind of try to turn your head and ignore it and hope it works out. And it just doesn't. So then you're thrown into the fire. You have to learn, kind of on the fly, and you have to try to figure it out in drinking from the fire hose, so to speak. So
you're exactly right, Steve. It is so difficult. And I try to tell people, a lot of people look at me when I talk about this issue of planning, like, why should I plan? And they haven't gotten there yet. And I understand that. And until you smell it and taste it, it's kind of hard to understand. And, yeah, most people aren't going to get four parents. They may get one. to take care of. But that one parent can be very challenging. I've been dealing with so many people that live on one side of the country. Parents are still on the other side of the country because the adult kids moved or they fell in love with someone or whatever the case may be. And now they're having to fly back and forth with no plan to take care of mom, dad, in-laws, grandparents. So about a year ago, met my business partner, Peter Ross, who's the CEO and co-founder of Senior Helpers. He and I started talking. We both were on the same plane about this, knew we wanted to put something together, didn't even know what that was going to look like. And by the fall of 24, that started to make sense, had a name for it, aplan2age.org, which we are launching now and which will literally teach people why you should be planning and then also how you do it. We have provided a blank form with the data and the education of how you actually put your family plan together. And as you know, Steve, it's something that you need to update as things change within the family.
Absolutely, because it's a moving target all the way through it. And you have people who need, you know, these things today, and then there may be a gradual decline, and we need more of this or less of that down the road. And so, it's a fluid situation and document for sure. For our listeners, go to aplan2, so aplan2age.org, and that's where you're going to find this form. And Richard, so this is fantastic. Are there other resources available?
Sure. So what we've done within it, we realized, let's say in 10 years, this is feeling fantastic. The foundation has helped a lot of people, but we realized most people, unfortunately, will still deal with this in crisis like we did. So we have a piece of the website, all the aspects of planning, the form to fill out to actually make your plan. But we have another piece of the website that's there to help you, to give you the guidance, to give you the resources you're going to need, irrespective of where you live in the country, to be able to assist and help. That, you know, it could be older parents. It could be a child. It could be a spouse or partner, but if someone gets seriously ill, has a serious fall, maybe a combination of both, we wanted to be there from the planning standpoint and also from the standpoint of someone's already in crisis. So as we just begin this, to kind of answer your question, Steve, we are building a national database of providers that are in and touch the senior care industry. So as we build it and as the months and the years go on, we're going to have an extremely robust database. So when someone needs almost any type of resource around the country, they can find it.
All right. That is excellent. Go to aplan2age.org. And Richard, what's the biggest issue for caregivers today?
I would say, and I know you know this, I mean, there's two four-letter words, care and cost. Most people don't understand what care means. Who can provide it? Where is it available? Cost. We put this right in the website. I'm about to talk about it now. I know you do as well. When you're looking for someone to come in the home, the average cost per hour around the country is about $40 an hour. How many hours do you need? Are you close to mom and dad where you can do some of that caring yourself, or are they going to need many hours, maybe even 24 hours a day? If you're looking to move someone to a beautiful assisted living, average cost around the United States, about $5,000 a month. Bigger cities, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., Dallas, you're looking at quite a bit more than that. So the biggest two issues are really understanding what care is, this little tiny word. And the bigger issue is if you haven't saved, and you really should be, what does care cost and how are we going to pay for it?
Well, just to put that in perspective, Richard, so $40 an hour for home care, which in the Kansas City area, it's 35 to 40, and it's a lot closer to 40, frankly. 24 hours a day, that's $28,800 a month. And I've met a lot of people who have a lot of money, and that's too expensive for them. So it doesn't matter how much money you have. Sometimes some of these solutions are just not affordable at all. And in the Kansas City area, assisted living, it's really been skyrocketing the last few years. I'm calling it an average $6,000 to $8,000 per month.
There you go. And you're precisely right. I've stood in front of so many people over the years, explain the cost. They look at me and they think I'm drinking something.
No.
But it's real and it's going to get more.
Yeah, you are right spot on. And so Richard wanted to come on, and I'm happy to have Richard on the program just to really raise the flag of, listen, if this is coming your way, there's so much you need to know and understand. And Richard is doing something about that with his foundation and the website, aplan2age.org, aplan2age.org. And Richard, thanks for all that you're doing, and good luck. I can't wait to see how this goes for you long term. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Thank you, Steve. I very much appreciate it.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects
prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
Vets Helping Vets of Anderson, South Carolina is a nonprofit volunteer organization supporting all military members. Most of its veterans are from the Vietnam War era, but its ranks are growing with veterans from recent conflicts in the Middle East. The organization recently broke ground on its new $1 million facility at 196 Woodburn Avenue. The nonprofit organization was established due to inadequate support for veterans with PTSD following the discontinuation of counseling services at the South Carolina Veterans Administration Clinic in 2014.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. Well, here we go again.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So I want to discuss... The downright, in my opinion, bribery and the money that is being exchanged and exchanging hands within the senior care industry. All right. And this involves one of my least favorite subjects, the free referral services. This is a big deal, folks. It's just getting worse and worse and more egregious. There is nothing, all capital, nothing objective when using these services. And here's why. They've got a built-in flaw, in my opinion. They have a vested interest in you choosing one of their business partners. Because guess what happens if you choose one of their contracted business partners? And you got it. They're receiving, on average, 90% to 100% of the first month's cost as a commission, or as some people might describe, as a kickback. All right, so being paid, say, for example, $6,000 to $8,000 for their recommendation, in my opinion, and a whole bunch of other people's opinion, is a gross conflict of interest. And everybody knows it. Everyone knows this. But yet somehow, some way, this has become normalized in this industry in a fairly short period of time. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff that I have been offered. Just as a straight up bribe, hey, Steve. You know, if you convince your clients to choose our place,
We'll pay the airfare for you and your wife to fly to Hawaii and back. I mean, we're talking, that's thousands of dollars. Hey, Steve, old buddy, I got some Chiefs tickets for you. Chiefs tickets, they're almost impossible to come by these days. They're worth, you know, that and parking and all the stuff probably worth, you know, a couple $1,000 for good seats. And then there's the good old hard cash. So let me share a story with you. I'll never forget it. There was this lady. She was the administrator. It was the assisted living level of care. This has been a long time ago. She's long since retired. She had a stack of $100 bills on her desk. Now, this is a long time ago. We have triplet sons. And when they were little, oh, my goodness, they were so cute. They were unbelievable. And she knew that. This was early December. You can see where this is going. Now, Steve, and she said it in this grandmotherly voice. Now, Steve, now, here we're coming up on Christmas, and those beautiful little children of yours, those boys, oh, they're so wonderful. And they've been so good this year. And this money here could help you buy in some extra toys because they've been so good this year. And I looked at her, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Now you're dragging my kids into your bribery. And that made me mad. But I'm not kidding. This is what it felt like. It felt like, you know, have you seen the scenes of there's an angel on one shoulder kind of talking into your ear, and then there's the devil on the other shoulder kind of tapping on the shoulder and trying to get you to do something. And it was really disgusting. And I told her, I said, look, you know I can't take and I will not accept your money. If you want to pay it to my clients, should they choose your place, that's great. Do whatever you want. I'm not taking your money. And you know it, so stop this. And I got that shut down. If this just turns your stomach like it does mine, and if you want an alternative, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We are not on the take. We do not have a vested interest in any particular provider. Right? Because when we do our market research to find the places that best fit your unique needs, we research the entire marketplace, not some short, incomplete list of partner providers. Our business model is transparent. It is straightforward. Okay? And we don't work for the providers. We work directly for you for a reasonable flat fee for service. That's why I say that Senior Care Consulting offers a placement service with integrity, because that's exactly what it is. And guess what? I'm finding that there are more and more senior care communities that are not willing to pay to play. And that is music to my ears. Some of these folks are kind of waking up saying, wait a minute. Why are we paying them $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 when we have our own sales and marketing team? We can control our own sales and marketing efforts and not have to pay out all that money. And we trust, we like our own sales and marketing team better. We're more effective. We're more efficient. And as I mentioned before, some of these folks are so brazen and so emboldened by this newfound normalcy of receiving commissions for all this stuff. Some of them are now saying the quiet part out loud. They're actually saying, oh, we don't go there because they won't pay us. Now, does that sound like a service that you would trust helping you to find a place for your elderly mother or father or spouse? It's just unbelievable. And recently, I got to tell you, I shared it before, but I worked with a super nice lady. She ended up placing her husband with Alzheimer's into this assisted living community. It's a great place. They're doing a great job for him. Everything's going fine. About a month later, I get this email, and the subject matter was invoice. And I'm like, What is that? So I opened the email and it said, hey, Steve, thanks for referring, you know, so-and-so to us. He's doing great. By the way, don't forget to send me your invoice for $6,750 so I can get my check, get a check to you. I need to get you paid. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I called her up and I said, you've forgotten my business model, haven't you? Well, what is that? And I re-explained. I don't receive money from the communities. I'm paid directly by my clients to help them objectively. I have credibility.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. 9 people have died in blood waters in Kentucky while hundreds had to be rescued. Meanwhile, portions of the Northeast are dealing with heavy snow.
A lot of sections of the Northeast started off as snow for a brief period, but already mixed over to sleet and freezing rain. At the moment, the heaviest snow forecast for today is going to be pretty far north across the Northeast, mostly across far northern New York State, far northern Vermont, far northern New Hampshire, and northern Maine, where totals could be in excess of a foot. But otherwise, to the south of that, the snowfall amounts are going to be relatively light due to the combination of freezing rain and sleet.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec. President Biden's HHS department left taxpayers on the hook for $23 billion for giveaways to illegal immigrants.
The Department of Health and Human Services ramped up grants for migrants from 2020 to 2024, which included cash assistance to buy cars, homes, and even build credit for startup businesses, according to a shocking watchdog report that found taxpayers were left on the hook for $22.6 billion. HHS's Office of Refugee Resettlement, which came under fire last year for having lost track of 32,000 migrant children in the U.S., handed out the high sum to a host of nonprofits, effectively acting as a giant magnet for those crossing the U.S. border and claiming asylum. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
U.S. Border Patrol agents will no longer use body cameras while working. Border Patrol says officers will stop using them immediately due to a potential security risk after a social media post said agents could be identified through their cameras. Ukraine's president says he won't accept any peace deal negotiated without Ukraine at the table. Zelensky's comments come as Secretary of State Marco Rubio and other top administration officials are set to meet with Russian officials in Saudi Arabia to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
A happy ending for a Louisiana folk hero.
A scruffy New Orleans pup, famed for evading efforts to recapture him using nets and tranquilizer rifles, has been caught and is now home. Scrim is a 17-pound mutt who has become a Louisiana folk hero. He first escaped from his adopted family in April and roamed the city for months until he was cornered and brought home. Weeks later in October, he leaped out of a second-story window, which was caught on video. During his months on the lam, Scrim survived a hurricane and freezing blizzard conditions. He was finally caught by a cat trap and appears to be in good health. John Scott reporting.
According to Wallet Hub, Kentucky is the worst state to retire, followed by Louisiana, Mississippi, Washington, New Mexico, and New Jersey. Wallet Hub looked at tax rates, cost of living, and access to quality medical care and fun things to do. The best states to retire, Florida, number one, followed by Minnesota, Colorado, Wyoming, and South Dakota. More at townhall.com. IRS is laying off thousands of workers.
This comes as the Trump administration intensified sweeping efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce by ordering agencies to lay off nearly all probationary employees who had not yet gained civil service protection. IRS employees involved in the 2025 tax season were told they were not allowed to accept a buyout offer from the Trump administration until after the taxpayer filing deadline, according to a letter sent recently to IRS employees. I'm Julie Walker.
Amazon workers in North Carolina vote against joining a union. The unofficial results were released by the union Saturday. 829 voted in favor of joining the union. Over 2,400 were opposed. A majority vote from the 4,300 employees at the warehouse was required in order for the union to form. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hopwood. Intelligent Medicine is a weekly rundown of all the important health stories of the week, with an emphasis on the best of natural therapies. We also cover things in the high-tech realm. We put those together for you, and we call it Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number affords you an opportunity to call in and record a question, and we'll be taking some of those excellent recorded questions. The great fodders for discussion on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got lots to talk about. We're going to talk about a new study that looks at those back injections that people sometimes get for back pain. It's an evaluation of their long-term effectiveness. Also, some new news about the benefits of vitamin D for something completely unanticipated, and a new investigation uncovers the use of taxpayer money to out people who oppose the use of pesticides. Sounds like a DOGE revelation, but it's not. It's actually in the spirit of DOGE, but it shows where our taxpayer dollars are going to undermine the health of Americans. 877-726-8255, our number. And so let's go. Let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. Yeah, I know the Super Bowl is now in our rear view window, but it's worth talking about the Super Bowl because they had a very interesting advertisement on the Super Bowl. And, of course, the Super Bowl was kind of anticlimactic because a really one-sided game. Philadelphia Eagles decimated the Kansas City Chiefs, and Mahomes was sacked multiple times. And so, especially after the first half, the game wasn't even in question. So there wasn't a lot of suspense around that. But the advertisements are always interesting because they spend a ton of money on the ads and put a lot of effort into Super Bowl ads. And there was just this onslaught of ads. And as I was watching, I kind of felt like I was being blitzed by the front line of the Philadelphia Eagles because the ads were coming fast and furious, and I barely had time to react. This one was funny. This one made me sort of uncomfortable. There's a celebrity. I can't remember what his name is, but there they are. And to get that many celebrities crammed into one 30-second or 60-second ad, they must have spent a bundle. It is said that some of these ads cost around $8 million per minute. So tremendous amount of expenditure to get the messages across. And then I saw an ad that initially I found kind of exciting. The advertisement kind of looked like a Maha ad. The narrator over pictures that showed overweight Americans and images of junk cereal and cheeseburgers flashing across the screen, the narrator intoned, "Something's broken, and it's not our bodies." And so I thought this was an ad for Maha. You know, maybe somebody had expended money to support the confirmation of RFK Jr. But no, it turned out that this was an ad for weight loss drugs. The narrator continued, "There are medications that work, but they're priced for profits, not patients." And that sounds like kind of a Maha message, right? You know, that we've got to cut the cost of drugs, make them more accessible to people. Our healthcare system is broken. That was the theme of the ad. But then it turned out that the sponsors of the ad were a company called Him and Hers, which is a change of name from the original company, which was called Hims. Hims was a way that you could buy online erectile dysfunction medication. Obviously, you didn't need to say Hers when you were pushing that. And also, minoxidil for hair and medications like Avodart, Deuteriseridide, or I don't even know the generic name, Avodart, Propecia. These are drugs that are pitched to men for baldness. And you could get these prescription medications from Hims. Now Hims has become Him and Hers. Why? Because their big revenue source these days is by offering compounded versions of pricey weight loss injectables. And so you go to Him and Hers, and you get these medications sent to you, and there was a lot of pushback over this ad. Why? Well, on Friday, after the Super Bowl, a couple of senators, Dick Durbin from Illinois and Senator Marshall, Republican of Kansas, sent a letter to the acting head of the Food and Drug Administration saying the ad risks misleading patients. And why is that? Well, usually when you see a drug ad, and this was a drug ad, this is an ad saying go to the website of Him and Hers and order your weight loss drugs, you see the TV ads all the time. We have direct-to-consumer ads, and there's like a long list of disclosures about the potential downsides, side effects, harmful effects of the drugs. But this ad contained no such warnings. And there was also the notion that these drugs are compounded, and so they're not the officially FDA-approved versions of drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Rybelsus. These are the drugs made by pharmaceutical firms like Novo Nordisk, but they're offered at a fraction of the price that the regular prescription drugs are sold at. So there's kind of a loophole in the regulations. It's a telehealth company, and it's kind of paradoxical that a telehealth company, which profits from prescribing obesity medications, claims to be the champion of the consumer standing up to the weight loss industry. And they're actually a part of it. Callie Means, who's recently been in the spotlight lately as an advocate for MAHA, he's buddy-buddy with RFK Jr. He and his sister, Callie and Casey Means, have been campaigning for MAHA and for the RFK confirmation. Callie tweeted, running an ad saying the problem with healthcare is that not enough young people have Ozempic is not MAHA, obviously. And so the reason that these drugs are available, you know, look, it's drugs are on patent for a long period of time. They're locked up on patent. And then when the patent expires, generics can be offered. Okay, we're familiar with that pattern, and that's happening all over the place. That's happening with some of the popular antacid medications, like Nexium. It's happening with the drugs for cholesterol, and that's one of the reasons why you don't see ads for these drugs on TV anymore, because they're not profitable, made by the original companies who had a patent for a while, but then the patent expired. Well, the patent hasn't expired on Ozempic, Rybelsus, or any of these weight loss drugs, Wegovy. But there's a loophole that exists. And the loophole recently existed also for the other major weight loss drug. And that loophole was recently closed. That loophole states that if a drug is in short supply, it can be compounded. And so the pharmaceutical manufacturers are very anxious to say, no. Our drugs are not in short supply. Close that loophole. And they did for the drug Mounjaro. They closed that loophole. A different drug. It's a combo drug, GLP-1 and GIP. Gastrointestinal peptide combo drug, said to be even more effective than Ozempic. They closed that loophole recently, but the compounding pharmacists are suing to open up that loophole so that they can sell their drugs via telemedicine, as does Him and Hers. Same thing with Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers also sells compounded versions of the drugs with very little medical oversight. And so pushback from Novo Nordisk, they published a big ad in the New York Times. We cannot stay silent. Novo Nordisk flags dangers of compounded GLP-1s following Him and Hers Super Bowl ad. They published an ad saying, do you really know what you're injecting in your body? They may call it semaglutide, but it's not real FDA-approved medicine, and it's not proven safe or effective. Some compounded semaglutide vials have been found to contain dangerous impurities, banned substances, or incorrect doses. For its part, Him and Hers say that they exercise quality control and that their products are safe. But it's an interesting loophole because what you've got is the technicality. Lots of people are wanting to get Wegovy, Rybelsus, Ozempic. In fact, there is a shortage, and while there's a shortage, that loophole will exist. Compounders were able to begin making their copycat versions of semaglutide and tirzepatide, that's Mounjaro, in 2022 when both drugs were declared to be on the FDA shortage list, but the FDA removed Mounjaro, which Eli Lilly sells as Zepbound for obesity, from the list last fall. And compounders are now suing the agency to get it relisted as a shortage. You know, the problem with the pharmaceutical industry, they're a victim of their own success. Their sales are so through the roof that they can't keep up with the demand. And that's where these ingenious marketers, the compounding pharmacies, are taking advantage of the situation and coming up with ads like the one they did at the Super Bowl. And they claim that because they're not mentioning a specific drug, they're just saying, yeah, well, these are various weight loss drugs that are available. They don't have to abide by the rules that pharmaceutical drugs abide by when they advertise direct to consumer on TV and in print. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining Fullscript. Fullscript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
And military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Washington, D.C. survive the next 4 years of Donald Trump? If the first 2 weeks are anything to go by, perhaps not. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll take some of your calls later, but you remember the song from Fiddler on the Roof, Tradition, Tradition. Well, there are a lot of things that we do traditionally in medicine that we think work, but then upon further study, it turns out, well, they made a lot of sense. They seemed to work. We kept doing them for years and years, sometimes for decades. And then upon stringent reevaluation via research, they turn out not to work that well. And ultimately, they have to be abandoned. Well, here's one that is frequently resorted to by sufferers of back problems. How many of you out there, probably a fair number of you, have had back injections? Epidural injections are frequently used for back pain. And they can be helpful. People who are in excruciating pain, they go in to get these injections. These injections are carefully administered by doctors who usually know what they're doing and place the injections exactly where they need to be to reduce inflammation and to take pressure off of nerves. This is often the case when people have a slipped disc or a spinal compression that leads to a condition like sciatica. Or sometimes it could also be related to neck pain. Epidural injections are done in the neck as well, to relieve neck pain, sometimes pain and numbness in the arms. The nerves from the neck go down to the arms. The nerves in the lower back go down to the legs. And so they did a study, and it's a pretty big study. They looked at 90 studies for systematic review, and what they found was that, in fact, the injections don't really work. They modestly reduce pain in some situations for up to 3 months and reduce disability for some people for up to 6 months or more. But ultimately, the long-term efficacy, 11%, that's barely above placebo. The long-term efficacy for reducing disability, 12%. So what happens? You get initial relief. Okay, that's fine. So you want initial relief, but don't expect these drugs to ultimately cure your back problem, and maybe we should be a little more conservative about dishing these medications out. Sometimes the shots can be contaminated, as was in one very well-publicized case, that steroids can raise blood sugar, can weaken the immune system. Ultimately, not a permanent solution. 877-726-8255, our number.
game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been the key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear, and in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255, and the doctor's office is open for questions, so let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have a question. I have to go for a procedure. It's because I had some blood in the urine. They're doing a small bowel capsule endoscopy, and I just wanted to know your feeling about what the prep would be before this kind of test. Again, it's a small bowel capsule endoscopy, if I'm saying that correctly. Just wanted to know your advice on what to do before the test as far as a diet or fasting or whatever. I appreciate all your help. Thank you again for all that you do.
Okay, so the question is about, you know, how do you prep for a test where they look at your intestine with an endoscopy. They put a scope either from above or from below. And it's pretty much the same. You go on a fast and you take something to clear yourself out, you know, usually a laxative solution. And then prior to the procedure, you're instructed just to have clear liquids, not colored liquids, because colored liquids can obscure the image or, you know, prevent the scope from seeing what it needs to see. And so you're going to get a standard recommendation. I will add one refinement to that, which is I think after that, you know, these types of procedures so thoroughly wash you out. You know, the idea is to really clean you out so that you're spicky spanny in there and they can see everything, that you might consider afterwards to reintroduce some probiotics to put back some of the beneficial bacteria that you may have flushed out by fasting and using a solution to purge yourself with. So that would be my recommendation. Here's another recommendation. You know, winter's here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing that it entails. So now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Well, now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, Super Concentrate. It supercharges your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever this winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. All right, a lot of people concerned about mercury in tuna. And so people love tuna. They have to limit their tuna, especially pregnant women are told to limit tuna. Tuna can be a pretty substantial source of mercury, depending on what type of tuna. You know, some tunas purport to be lower content in mercury, but it still is a thing. So this is an ingenious research project, which demonstrates that if you package mercury, you know, put it in a can or put it in a jar with a little bit of a natural amino acid, you've heard of L-cysteine, well, the sulfur-containing amino acids bind and accumulate mercury due to the interactions between their thiol groups, their sulfur components, bind to the mercury. And it turned out that research showed that by packaging tuna with a solution of L-cysteine, up to 35% of the mercury was removed. So this could be a whole new way to enable people to more safely consume tuna still. 35% is not 100%, so you got to moderate your tuna intake. particularly if you're a woman either contemplating pregnancy or if you're pregnant. But it could be a way to revolutionize the tuna industry and allow people to more safely consume that valuable source of protein. 877-726-8255. When we return, we're going to talk about a new innovation from one of my favorite companies, CV Sciences, makers of Plus CBD. A new collection is being introduced that I think you'll find quite interesting. So stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these 3 key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Consulting franchise offers many benefits.
Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll take some of your phone calls a little later, but we got something to take care of first, which is a conversation with Maggie Frank, national educator of CV Sciences, makers of Plus CBD oil. And one of the things I like about CB Science is they're constantly innovating in the CBD field. They've got all kinds of products. They even have CBD-free products, which we've talked about here. And now we're about to discuss the launch of a new collection. It's called the Aura Collection. That sounds intriguing. Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me.
It's my great pleasure. CBD Sciences for a long time has been a pioneer in offering CBD products. I rely on the sleep formula. I take the calm formula. I take the relief formula. They're very innovative products. Some have CBD only. Some have a little bit of THC. Some are light. Some are a little stronger. There are a lot of different variations on the theme. We've talked about a new line of CBD-free products. Which is the Peace Gummies, the Reshape Capsules, and the Clarity Gummies. That's the Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules. But now, tell us about the new Aura Collection. Sounds like this is a little more in the recreational area, right?
So some of our Aura Collection products, I think, would be considered like putting a toe into the recreational category.
Yeah.
There are gummy products that are a little bit higher in THC. The reason for those, we have been told consistently after we launched the Reserve, which its intended purpose was better not altered. We heard from a lot of people, specifically in that 40-plus category, who cannabis offerings all the way in the dispensary were just too strong.
Yeah.
And they were dealing with pain. They were dealing with social anxiety. They were dealing with the early stages of Parkinson's, and they wanted a way to kind of alleviate their discomfort. With the newest product in that line, the Aura Fizz, we really scaled back on the amount of THC, which is, of course, the phytocannabinoid or plant cannabinoid known for getting us altered psychoactively.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Aura, we chose a very small amount, 2.5. And at 2.5, the clinical research says that the average person should not feel altered at that amount, but that that person may see a profound improvement to their inability to get out of their overactive brain, to their
mm-hmm.
ability to engage with people, to their ability to deal with resistant stress, sleep, and pain issues. So this product really was intended to be an alternative potentially to an alcoholic beverage or an easy, tasty, portable way for people to kind of turn off the noise in their head and reengage mm-hmm. with the people and places they love.
I think that this has a use case because a lot of people these days are cutting out their alcohol consumption. They're concerned about the downsides of alcohol. We now recognize that there are very few upsides to alcohol. We used to think, oh, alcohol's heart healthy. Well, okay, but yeah, but now concerns about it's increasing the risk for a lot of conditions like cancer in particular. And then there are a lot of people who are like me. You know, the song, I Get No Kicks from Champagne, I get no kicks from marijuana. I don't find it enjoyable anymore. But there may be a happy medium between total abstinence and taking, you know, something that is just very light to have just a mild effect. You know, say, you know, you're going to a music concert or maybe you're settling in to watch a great movie. And, you know, you're looking for something, but you don't want to take something that is, like, going to, you know, turn you sideways.
No, yeah, I don't want to be shot to Mars, and I definitely don't want to feel it the next day.
Exactly.
And I'm a mom, right? And I want to be able to feel like I'm still in control of the way I'm reacting to the world around me and that I can keep my child safe in the situation where there was an emergency that arose. So it's kind of like the perfect... Like you said, that middle ground, it's not quite recreational, but it's just a step above natural product.
Right. And there, I think there are different formulas. Can you explain the rationale for the different iterations of the Aura collection?
Yeah, so in the gummy formulas, we have, those are a little bit higher THC. So it's like a 10 milligram THC to a 10 milligram CBD, a 1-to-1 ratio. The idea behind something like that would be that you would get to the upper line of low dose, which is at 10 milligrams, so that gummy could be used one-fourth of it, one-half of it, one-third, as people were building up in that low-dose category. And with the one-to-one ratio of CBD to THC, I kind of liken it to if you have a really heavy THC product, it almost overwhelms the system, whereas the CBD kind of tempers the connection to that receptor site. So it's more like two long-lost friends in slow-mo running towards each other and slowly embracing and the happiness that comes after, as opposed to two people kind of running into each other at full force. So it's a much more comfortable feeling. I'm 45, so right. I kind of liken it to the way cannabis was before cannabis was made to be too strong.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, just to give us an idea, you know, you mentioned the THC threshold, and by the way, that's I think legally mandated because in terms of over-the-counter products, they're subject to different rules than stuff you get in a marijuana dispensary. What's the THC content of, say, I don't a marijuana cigarette or a gummy in a dispensary? Is it many-fold higher than what you would get in this product?
Well, they can be all over the place. They're kind of – the dispensaries have come a long way than what they were when they first started. Before, when I'd walk into one, like, let's say Colorado, they were the first state, all I ever saw was super high THC, no CBD, whether you were talking about a smokable flower or you were talking about a gummy. It was – get you as messed up as possible.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conversation, even in the cannabis-rich dispensary world, about the fact that we went too far, this was not what nature intended, and now cannabis advocates and hemp advocates alike, as well as medical and holistic practitioners, are on the early end of sounding the alarm of these plants have gone way too far, they're too strong, and we need to kind of back this up. So the recreational places are listening to the market, and we're starting to see lower potency products. But I have yet to see anything that has the potential of changing from a psychoactive standpoint that is this mellow. You're almost always in a dispensary going to get a product that's much stronger and potentially could cause paranoia or some shakiness or just feeling like you don't have control.
Exactly. And, you know, I think these are some of the issues that have dissuaded people from using marijuana. Okay, so, again, once again, this is not marijuana. This is not, you know, a stoner kind of thing. One of the products, Inner Peace and Relaxation, it contains Myrcene?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with that ingredient.
Myrcene is a terpene. Myrcene is known, so terpenes are the aromatic components in plants and herbs. Basically, they have their own physiological benefits within the product. And in the case of myrcene, myrcene's the one that's known to turn off the brain and body a little bit, make it easier to stay put. That serene product is what I would, so I'm not a good sitter. I have an overactive brain. I have an overactive body. But if I was in a situation where I had to sit on the couch for a week, that serene is where I'm going. It's more of like an introspective, stay-home, chill product. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Illuminate is your go on a hike, go to the festival, have a great time. And then the Aura Fizz, of course, is your alternative to alcohol, a little bit more social, turn off the overactive brain and connect with the people you
love. Like a CBD mocktail a little bit, because it comes in a powder form, something like that?
Yeah, but it's more, it's the low-dose THC. There's no CBD in that one.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, all right. So, look, I mean, I see the use case of this is for like an intermediate between using dispensary pot or, you know, high THC gummies versus, you know, drink a lot of alcohol. Because I think maybe this could help dissuade people from consuming too many cocktails because, you know, that's, I think, America's relaxation style. Sit on the sofa, have a couple of beers, you know, have a martini. Maybe not so great long term for people's health. Maybe this is a, you know, a more, you know, more beneficial option, especially with the health benefits of CBD, the anti-inflammatory benefits, the brain-supporting benefits, the sleep-inducing and relaxing benefits. I mean, I think there's definitely rationale for these types of products.
Yes, and the fact that it's tasty, it has like a light lemon, very, very mild flavor, makes it really easy to put just in regular water, or you can, we posted on our website a bunch of mocktail recipes. You can mix it with sparkling water. You can mix it, the sky's kind of the limit with it, and it's buildable. The tabs break up really easy. So if 2.5 milligrams of THC is a bit further in the low dose spectrum than you'd like, you can take less of the tab in water. If you want to build up, if you're higher end of that low dose, then you have the ability to do that.
Okay, sounds good. I haven't tried the product, so I can't vouch for them, but I've tried virtually every other product that you guys make, and I would like to try some samples because, you know, I can envision, you know, curling up, you know, Saturday night and, you know, watching, you know, one of my favorite shows or movies, and maybe having a, making a relaxing evening of it, or listening to some music. That might be a good way to use it. Just, we want people to try. So, the CB Sciences has a fantastic offer. You can go to pluscbdoil.com. That offer for our intelligent medicine users, pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman, and use code Hoffman30. Forget this, 30% off, because we really want you to sample these products and see what works for you. Just a caveat, these are products geared towards adults. It's not like, oh, you know, you got a cranky kid, you give your kid one of these. This is not for that, right? That's
no,
more the non-CBD collection.
So I love THC. It's a beautiful phytocannabinoid, but the benefits only start once the brain is fully developed between 25 and 27. We should be deterring young adolescent use, teen use, and young adult use with cannabis to the best of our abilities with the kids we know.
Indeed. There are options that are actually more kid safe, and that would be things like the Clarity gummies, the non-CBD.
Line.
Right.
We have the full spectrum line if people are okay with CBD products, and then we do have the non-phytocannabinoid line, Peace, Clarity, that help with calming down. They're still supporting the endocannabinoid system, but they're doing it with plants and amino acids that have a cannabimimetic or cannabis-like effect on the system. So they're completely free of CBD and THC.
Okay, great, great work, guys, because you guys keep innovating. Months don't go by before you introduce new innovative formulas, and I think the Aura Collection deserves a place in the pantheon of excellent products. So, Maggie Frank, thank you very much for joining us, and go to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off all their products, their Aura collection, and their entire range of products.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a speech to top European allies meeting in Germany, Vice President Vance stands up for freedom of speech, national identity, and religious liberty.
At Friday's Munich Security Conference, Vice President J.D. Vance warned that erosion of freedom of speech and religion were internal dangers in NATO nations that rival invasion by a hostile military power. Among the examples he cited was a new law in Scotland that could impact citizens whose homes lie within so-called abortion clinic buffer zones.
Even private prayer within their own homes may amount to breaking the law.
Speaking a day after his visit to the Dachau concentration camp, the vice president said the winners of the Cold War should not emulate the political suppression practiced by former oppressive regimes. George Williams reporting.
In Austria, a 23-year-old man from Syria is charged with stabbing six people in an Islamic terror attack. A 14-year-old boy was killed just days after an Islamic terror attack in Munich. Ahmed G. reported by eyewitnesses to have laughed during the attack. It comes just 2 days after a 24-year-old from Afghanistan drove a car into a labor union demonstration in Munich, leaving 39 people injured. A mother and her 2-year-old daughter died of their injuries. The U.S. responds to Ukraine rejecting a support offer.
The proposal from Trump's team viewed the minerals as compensation for support already given to Ukraine and as payment for future aid, the current and former Ukrainian officials said. The White House said a minerals deal would allow American taxpayers to recoup money sent to Kiev while growing Ukraine's economy. It said the offer was an excellent opportunity and that President Zelensky is being short-sighted by not signing it.
European heads of state taking steps to answer U.S. efforts to end Russia's war against Ukraine. They'll meet Monday. More at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
South Korea is battling an epidemic of suicide among those between the ages of 10 and 39.
The data showed nearly half of South Koreans who had received emergency medical treatment from self-harm, including attempted suicide in 2023, were in their teens or 20s. One in 200 Koreans in their 20s were found to have engaged in self-harming behavior. These figures come despite the authorities having tried to tackle the problem 2 decades ago. More measures to curb rising suicide have followed since, but to limited success.
Education Department is calling on the NCAA to restore titles, awards, and records that have been misappropriated by biological males competing in female categories. The NCAA changed its participation policy to restrict competition in women's sports to athletes who are actually women after President Trump signed an executive order this month. News and analysis at townhall.com. The House Budget Committee votes to approve a budget resolution along party lines to rally enough Republican support to push it over the finish line. GOP leaders compromise with fiscal conservatives by tweaking the blueprint. House Republican Whip Tom Emmer says since President Trump took office, he's uncovered wasteful government spending.
The list of absurdities bankrolled by hardworking U.S. taxpayers goes on and on. But no more. President Donald Trump is delivering on his promise to shake up the status quo in Washington by ensuring the federal government is accountable to the American people who actually fund it.
The death toll is rising as severe weather slams the southern U.S. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least 9 people have died after heavy flooding in the state. In a Sunday news conference, he noted that President Trump has already approved a disaster declaration and the FEMA will respond to the hard-hit areas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Valamyovin, with a warm reception. And then after that offering of the Whistler, we make our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, as we kick off yet another 5-part Bob Bailey-led storyline. Prior to getting into the Callicles matter, we'll hear Radio's Philip Marlowe, Gerald Moore, instead starring in an offering of the Whistler. The narrator is Bill Foreman, and the female lead is played by Marlo Dwyer. It's from November 19th of 1950.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, the Whistler's strange story. Warm reception.
The setting seemed usual enough. A train speeding through the night, winding serpent-like amidst the narrow passes and clefts of its mountain roadbed. And inside in the club car, everything was as usual, too. The low hums of conversation. A waiter moving among the passengers attending to their desires. The friendly arguments over who buys the next one. Bits of conversation like this.
Yeah, but you ought to see this country in the daytime, Jones. Beautiful, this Northwest.
I'd like to make it sometime. This night travel can get dull. Nothing happening.
Nope. Whole train's just one big canasta game. Nothing really exciting going on at all.
Nothing really exciting going on at all. No. Not unless one could peer into a compartment a few cars back. It's more than a card game there. It's a struggle between two men. A struggle over a knife. And then the train lurches. The grappling gamblers fall. And only one gets up. A man named Greg Fallon. Yes, Greg, he's dead. Your card game is really over, isn't it? And you needn't bother to cheat anymore to win. You can take it all. But there's something else you better do, isn't there? You'd better take your suitcase and get off the train before the body is discovered. It's slowing down now, going up a steep grade. But you'll have to hurry, Greg. Hurry!
Hey!
How about a ride, Mac?
Sure. You hop off that train?
No, certainly not. I thought it stopped here at the crossing. I wanted to get on. How far are you going?
Right a ways. A couple of miles beyond Twin Pines.
Twin Pines?
Mm-hmm.
Twin Pines, huh? That's just where I'm going, Mac. That's my old hometown.
Okay. Hop in.
It's been 10 years since I've seen Twin Pines, Mac. But I'm going to enjoy dropping in on those dear hearts and gentle people.
Yes, Greg, Twin Pines. It's been 10 years since you left, a short time after getting out of school. Twin Pines. Perhaps it's fate, Greg. You knew you were scheduled to pass through your old hometown, but you didn't realize you were so close. It might be just the spot you're looking for. It's almost midnight when the driver drops you off on the main street. Most of the stores are closed, but there's still the old hotel and Steve Giannacco's restaurant. You decide to drop in on Steve for a while, and you're pleased at the welcome you receive, not just from little Steve, but from several other old acquaintances you meet inside. 2 hours slip by, and when you finally check in at the hotel across the street, you feel a warm glow from the combination of spirits and small talk at Steve. Yes, Greg. Settling back in the bed, you reflect that your surprise homecoming is a pleasant one. And somehow you're due for a change in luck. The very next morning as you step from your shower, there's a phone call to suggest that your hunch might be right.
Hello.
Greg Fallon?
Yes?
Imagine after all these years. And do you know who this is?
Why, I'm not sure.
Mrs. Morrison, remember?
Morris. Mrs. Morris. Oh, sure. You live up on the hill. You were a friend of Mom's.
Friend indeed. Your mother was my very dear friend, Greg.
Oh.
And now that you're in town, I do want to see you.
Well, sure, Mrs. Morrison. I'd like to see you, too.
Could you come up to the house tonight? Say about 8 o'clock.
Oh, I think so.
I'll be looking forward to talking to you again, Greg. My, it's been 10 years, easy.
Yeah, 10 years. Oh, thanks for calling, Mrs. Morrison. I'll see you tonight.
Goodbye.
Bye. Old Lady Morrison. Loaded with dough, as I remember. Will I be there?
Greg, wait a minute.
I'm walking along with you.
Huh? Who is it? Oh, Steve Janakos, I...
There you go, huh? Calling in Mrs. Morrison?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, Steve knows what goes on in Twin Pines. Come on, I don't want to make you late.
Can we still cut across this lot?
Same as ever.
Oh.
You're enjoying being back, ain't you, son?
I sure am. Say, Steve, you meeting somebody?
Huh?
Yeah, it's pretty dark, but I think there's somebody up ahead by the trees.
The shot from a gun. There was somebody by the tree.
Yeah. It's okay. They're gone. Close, huh?
But why all this? Some homecoming. Who would want to be shooting at us, Greg? At you?
I don't know, Steve. Haven't any idea. I guess my reception's getting a little warmer than I ever expected.
You're listening to The Whistler. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And now let's get back to The Whistler on Wynn Radio Was.
It's a puzzling, terrifying situation, isn't it, Greg? Your chance visit to your hometown after the accidental killing of a gambling companion on a train. Everything was going beautifully, with old friends welcoming you, showing pleasure at your return, until a few minutes ago, while passing through a vacant lot on your way across town to old Mrs. Morrison's. You were almost the victim of a mysterious gunman, weren't you? Yes. And now, arriving at Mrs. Morrison's, it's still on your mind, as you wonder who tried to take your life. Mrs. Morrison smiles as you enter, rises to greet you, and then...
Surprise!
Oh, Greg, you are surprised, aren't you?
Why, it's wonderful, Mrs. Morrison.
Go on, meet them all. Talk to them. Your old boyfriends from school, your best chums, and even an old girlfriend or two.
Yeah, so I see.
You move about the large living room, greeting many of the guests, wondering as you do which one tried to kill you. Because you reason it must have been that way, only Mrs. Morrison, Steve, and the people at the party knew you were coming here. It had to be someone in this room, because Steve was with you and the shot was fired. Someone, Greg. But who? You talk to them all, wondering and asking. And then Doris Edwards. Odd how you somehow end up in the garden with her, isn't it? Or is it so odd, Greg?
Well, Doris, it's been a long time,
huh? Uh-huh. Three husbands ago.
Free and clear now?
Quite. My last husband, Roger, got the flu.
Oh.
A very bad case.
He died. Roger, huh? Roger.
Oh, you don't know him. An out-of-towner. Oil and bonds. He left me some money.
Oh?
I noticed you were puzzled by all those people inside. I mean, you almost seemed to be wondering why some of them were here.
Oh, no, I was just curious about them, I guess. It's been so long, I didn't know I had that many friends.
I don't think you have. I don't think very many of us have, Greg.
You know, Edith acted strangely, almost as if she was afraid of me.
Edith? Maybe you'd rather she were out here with you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Doris. It's just that
I'll skip it. And if you must know, Edith acts strange all the time, ever since, well, since her sister was killed.
Her sister?
Nearly 10 years ago. Just about the time you left town.
Laura?
Yes, George Winton's wife. She was murdered. They found her body behind the depot.
Oh.
People talked about it for years. I guess that's one date they'll always remember. December 2nd, 1940.
December 2nd? Why, that's the night I...
You what?
Nothing. Funny, I never heard about it. I didn't know Laura was dead.
Can't we get back on a more pleasant subject?
What? Yeah, not now, Doris. I really think I should go inside. Mrs. Morrison might be wondering about me.
You know something? I'm wondering about you myself. All right, come on. To be continued,
Edith.
What? Oh, Greg.
Leaving the party so early?
Well, yes.
Without saying goodbye. Oh, may I have this?
Here, what are you doing? Give me my purse.
In a minute, baby. Just want to have a look. Well. A 38.
Give me that.
Take it easy. One bullet fired. Recently, too. Why'd you try to kill me tonight?
Kill you? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do, sweetheart. You got the idea in that pretty little head of yours I murdered your sister. Well, I've got news for you. I didn't even know about Laura, what happened to her, until a few minutes ago.
You're lying.
You knew about us, didn't you? About our little romance behind George's back.
Yes. Yes, and I know she was with you the night she was killed.
Well, if you were so sure, why didn't you tell the police? They could have found me. I wasn't hiding.
I didn't want to disgrace her memory. That wouldn't have brought her back. Besides, I always knew you'd come back. Someday.
And you figured you could take care of me by yourself.
Yes.
You're wrong, Edith. The last time I saw Laura, she was mad but very much alive.
I'm supposed to believe that?
I can prove it. If old Mr. Mayberry is still ticket agent at the railroad station, is he?
Well, yes.
Well, Laura was with me when I bought my ticket that night. And we never left the station until I got on the train. Mayberry knows that.
Oh, I see.
Here. Here's your gun. Still loaded. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Greg.
Sure. Now run on home like a good little girl, huh? Forget it.
You know, Greg, that was quite a party Mrs. Morrison gave for you.
Yeah, real nice of the old doll.
I must say, I was rather surprised. I expected tea, got scotch.
Well, she likes her spirits. Say, George Winton still live out this way?
About 3 blocks from me. Why?
I was just thinking. Maybe I'll have you drop me off there. Say hello.
Oh, no, Greg, I thought...
Only for a few minutes, baby. You can wait for me.
Oh, well, that's better. All right.
Surprised to see me, George?
No. Not exactly. I heard you were in town. Here, sit down.
Thanks. I only dropped in for a minute. I just heard about Laura.
Oh.
Quite a shock.
Yes, yes.
Seems I was probably the last person to see Laura alive. Outside of the murderer, that is.
What?
Yeah, I had a date with her the night she was murdered.
You? Oh, then it was you.
Me,
she was...
yeah. Sit down, George. Relax. I'm going to fill you in on some facts. Yeah, I'm the guy that she was playing around with.
Oh, why are you telling me this now? Is this the reason you came back to Twin Pines?
Uh-huh. I told you I didn't find out what happened to Laura until Mrs. Morrison's party. When I learned that Laura was killed the very night I left. Not long after she saw me off on the train. I got to thinking, George. I remembered seeing a guy hanging around the depot. You.
Me? Well, it's ridiculous.
No, no, no. I saw you all right while I was telling Laura goodbye, and I remember how glad I was leaving. I knew you'd have a scene with Laura. Apparently you did. A violent one.
No, no, I tell you...
Come off it, George. Laura told me many times you were beginning to suspect her. She even wrote me letters suggesting we change our meeting place. She was afraid you'd kill her if you found out about us. She wrote all that down in her letters. I still have them.
What are you going to do with them?
Well, I suppose I could turn them over to the police, huh? Tell them what I know. But then it just so happens I find myself temporarily pressed for some ready cash, George. Do you suppose you could advance me a couple of grand?
Oh, that's it. No. No, I won't do it. You won't get a cent.
Bank opens at 10. Just slip a few bills in an envelope and drop it off for me at the hotel, huh?
Hello.
Morning, George. Just received your contribution. Thanks. And, by the way, you're still in the real estate business, aren't you?
Yes.
Good. I've decided to settle here for a while, so I'll need a modest little place to call home. Find me something, will you?
Now, look, I don't want...
I don't care what the rent is. I'll leave that up to you.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Good. You know, when I decided this morning about renting you with the first man I thought of... Yeah, I'm giving you the business, George.
The following afternoon, you move into a small cottage on a quiet side street. It's not exactly what you had in mind, but George explains it's only temporary. And so you begin your new life in Twin Pines. In the days that follow, you find yourself spending more and more time with Doris. And then one evening, as the two of you are dancing at the fashionable Lakeview Lodge.
You know something, Greg? You haven't told me yet what you do for a living.
Haven't I?
The way you throw your money around. Hey, you wouldn't happen to own an oil well or two by any chance.
Sorry, no. Disappointed?
Ah, not me. I wouldn't care if you didn't have a nickel. I have changed, haven't I?
Well, I hear your dear departed left you with $100,000 in the bank.
125, to be exact.
Oh.
What are your plans, Greg?
Oh, I don't know. I'll look around. Maybe find something worthy of my varied talents here.
Oh, dear. I'd rather hope we'd move out of Twin Pines after we got married.
Married? Yeah, well, this is so sudden. I hadn't expected a proposal.
Well, you're getting one. How am I doing?
Twist my arm.
All right. Like this.
Oh. You talked me into it, baby.
It's fantastic, isn't it, Greg, the way things have turned out. The breaks that have come your way since your return to Twin Pines. First, George Winton, then the opportunity to shake him down for some easy money. And now you're making plans for your marriage to Doris, perhaps the wealthiest woman in town. Yes, things are going very well for you, aren't they? That is, until one afternoon when you run into George on the street, and he asks you up to his office.
Well, George, what's on your mind?
Wondering how you arrived in Twin Pines, Greg. You come up by train?
No. No, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine gave me a lift. He was on his way south. What are you getting at?
Happened to bump into Fred Jessup last night. He's one of the conductors on the line, lives here in town.
Jessup? Jessup, I never heard of him.
Probably not. He's only lived here a few years. He was telling me about a murder that happened on the train the night you got here, Greg. Seems the police have a few leads on the case.
Really?
Yes. See, Jessup saw a man hurrying away from the murdered man's compartment. A man had been playing cards with the victim earlier in the evening.
Well, good for Jessup.
Two other passengers on the train told the police they'd been in the card game with the victim and this other man. They'd left them in the compartment quarreling.
So? What's all this got to do with me?
Jessup described the man to me. He can identify him without question. His description fits you perfectly.
Me? Come on, come off it, George.
Would you be willing to face Jessup with the police present?
Now, look, George. You're trying to hang something on me, and I don't like it. So lay off. If you don't, I'm liable to get sore, good and sore. Maybe I'll tell the cops about your killing Laura.
Maybe that's what I want you to do.
What?
Be a relief to get it over with. But I don't suppose you'd understand. 10 years I've been living with this horrible thing that I've done.
You're not making sense. You stick your neck in a noose?
Yes, and I take you along with me for blackmail and murder. The murder of that man on the train. Oh, yes, yes, Greg. I'd see to it you got what you deserved. You're to blame for what happened to Laura. If you'd only left her alone...
So now it's my fault, huh?
I want you to get out of town, Greg, tonight on the 704. If you're not on that train when it pulls out, so help me. I'll go to the sheriff.
You haven't got the nerve.
Haven't I? I'm warning you. This is your last chance. Get out of town tonight, or you'll regret it, Greg. That's all I've got to say.
He means it, doesn't he, Greg? He'll turn himself in, and you too, if you don't leave Twin Pines tonight. Still, there's Doris. You don't want to leave her and her money. Back at the cottage, you pace the floor, wondering what you must do. By nightfall, you've reached a decision. You take the .45 automatic out of your suitcase, slip it into your pocket, and hurry downtown to George's office. The lights are still on. You hurry around to the parking lot in the back, and in the shadows you wait.
Hello, George.
Oh, Greg, what are you doing here?
I've decided not to take your advice. I'll settle things my own way.
What are you doing with that gun?
I'm going to hop in your car. Go for a little ride, George.
No, wait, Greg.
You're going to have an accident. I haven't decided exactly what it's going to be, but...
Listen, Greg, I was bluffing. I was just trying to scare you out of town, that's all. I swear to you, I'll never say a word.
Sorry, George.
You catch him as he slumps forward and drag him into his car. And a few minutes later, you're racing down the highway toward his house on the outskirts of town. As you near the train crossing, you hear it in the distance. The 704, Greg. In a few minutes, it'll round the bend, reach the crossing.
That's it.
The train.
Yeah, it's the perfect setup, George. Your little accident.
You park the car on the tracks, stall it with the keys left in the ignition, ease George in behind the wheel, and then hurry off into the darkness. 100 yards away, you turn. A quarter of an hour later, you're back at the cottage, and your hand is shaking as you unlock the door and step inside. You stand there for a moment in the darkened room, and a shiver runs through you. The room is as cold as ice. You turn on the lights, and then the wall heater. Stand before it, rubbing your hands. Finally, when the chill has left you, you pour yourself a stiff drink. Settle down in the easy chair. It's done, isn't it, Greg? George Winton will never bother you again.
Hello?
Hello, darling. I'm just about finished packing. Haven't changed your mind about marrying me, have you?
Of course not. I ought to warn you, though, Doris, I'm only marrying you for your money.
Well, there's plenty of it. and it'll last us a long, long time. Oh, we'll have fun, Greg. Lots of fun.
Sure, Dora.
I'll be over in about half an hour to pick you up. Will you be ready?
Ready and waiting, baby. Everything is swell. Now.
The town of Twin Pines was shocked about the accident at the train crossing, about the news of George Winton's tragic death there. But hardly anyone, other than the sheriff, knew about still another tragedy at the cottage where Greg Fallon had been living, the cottage owned by Steve Janakos, who had been hurriedly summoned by the sheriff.
What happened, Sheriff?
Well, Doris Edwards came by here to pick up Greg Fallon. Found him in that chair over there, unconscious.
Unconscious?
Yeah. The gas heater wasn't lighted, but the gas was pouring out full blast.
Oh, my, that's terrible, Sheriff. I feel like it's my fault, too. All my fault.
Yeah, I've heard you've had trouble with that heater blowing out before.
Yes, yes, that's why I told George Winton not to rent the house until I put in a new heater.
Uh-huh.
But George said it would only be for a little while. He promised me. He promised me he'd warn Greg about the heater.
Well, doesn't look like he did. Man who's been warned about a gas heater blowing out doesn't leave it turned on full blast and go to sleep.
I shouldn't think so.
Maybe George didn't warn Greg. Maybe he had a reason for wanting him dead.
Dead? Greg is dead?
Yeah. Got a call from the hospital just a few minutes ago. Greg Fallon was dead on arrival. You know, Steve, it's kind of weird the way things work out sometimes.
What do you mean?
Oh, just this. Doris arrived here soon enough to save Greg's life. But she couldn't get him to the hospital in time. The railroad crossing was blocked because of the train accident that killed George Winton.
Featured in tonight's story were Bill Foreman, Gerald Moore, and Marlo Dwyer. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Adrian John Doe, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler is entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
That was Warm Reception from November 19, 1950. 2 years later, Gerald Moore and Marlo Dwyer worked together on the big screen, seen in the film noir crime drama, The Sniper. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on Wynn Radio Was, we have Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar, as we debut our latest five-part storyline, known as the Callicles Matter. It launches right after this.
Do you like a good detective story?
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What? What?
Talking about you, what? Silly.
Henry, are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
Do you like a little danger?
Shot so close it lifts the brim of my hat. I dive for cover into the flower bed beside the house, and I play dead. Nothing happens for 30 seconds. Then I hear a twig snap somewhere near the gravel driveway. I slowly turn my head to the left, and I see him silhouetted in the moonlight. Guy's standing there with his rifle in one hand and a handgun in the other. He's coming to put another slug in me to be sure that I'm dead. He's my gun up to firing position, but if I miss him or wound him, it's going to be all over for me.
Perhaps you should investigate Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Imagination Theater, The Investigators. 22 cases of crime from Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Hillary Kane, Dameron, Mr. Darnborough, and more. It's New Time Radio in the old time style, and it's some of producer Jim French's best work.
Now I'm walking back through the fog that boils up through the Vieux Carré from the Mississippi. Makes me feel like I'm the only human alive on Bourbon Street at 3 a.m. Only, I'm not.
Imagination Theater, The Investigators, is regularly $31.95. But when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $15.98, that's half price. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77.
There is an element of danger, but mostly it's just more of a puzzle than anything else.
Get your copy of Imagination Theater, The Investigators today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
It's estimated that more than $1 trillion was lost globally to cyber fraud last year. On average, companies lost about $4 million. And these days, cyber attackers are super savvy. RiskAware are experts in cybersecurity, and CEO Michael Castro describes some of the common threats to watch out for.
Ransomware, or it can even be business email compromise fraud, and that is the impersonation of someone within the organization to try and trick somebody else into transferring money, buying gift cards, or sending a wire transfer, not knowing that their actions are actually fraudulent, and what they're doing and who they're sending it to is not the person who they think it is.
RiskAware can help protect your company. RiskAware.io has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, as we introduce our next Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Callicles Matter, it originally played out over 5 weeknights in late April and early May of 1956. In part one, I believe you'll also hear Harry Bartell as personal secretary Robert Ecker. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for
Johnny Dollar.
This is Robert Ecker, Mr. Parsons' secretary. You telephone this office for an appointment with Mr. Parsons.
That's right. I'm an investigator, Mr. Ecker. I was sent here by Eastern Casualty and Trust. We understand David Parsons is missing. I want to talk to Mr. Parsons Sr. about it.
Oh. Well, Mr. Parsons Sr. isn't in the office today. He's home ill.
This is pretty important, Mr. Ecker. Maybe I better call him at home.
Why don't you come to the office? I'll try to arrange to take you out there.
I don't want to be a lot of trouble.
There'd be more trouble if I didn't.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Eastern Casualty and Trust Company, number 25 Yardley Boulevard, Boston, Massachusetts. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Callicles matter. Expense account item one, $200.05, airfare and incidentals, Hartford to Los Angeles. I arrived at midnight, went straight to the Beverly Hilton, had a good night's sleep, and woke up to an early spring heat wave. By 9 o'clock, I had placed my call to Parsons Stocks and Bonds. At 10 o'clock, I met Robert Ecker in person. He was a man about my age, with a thin face and good clothes. Judging from his office, the job of secretary was a pretty responsible one.
I don't quite understand this, Mr. Dollar. What made you think that Mr. Parsons Jr. is missing?
Is he around?
You mean, is he in town?
Yeah, is he in town? Is he around? Can I see him?
Well, none of us exactly knows where he is, but he's not what you'd call missing.
Well, now, that depends on how you look at it, Mr. Ecker. We understand David Parsons hasn't been seen for 10 days. Is my information wrong?
Well, no. What you say is true. You mean you're here to look into the matter?
That's about it.
May I say something?
Sure.
When you're speaking of David Parsons in front of his father, Mr. Parsons Sr., I suggest that you don't use that word missing.
I'll try to remember that.
The connotation might upset him. I'm certain he doesn't regard Mr. Parsons' absence in the missing sense.
Maybe you can tell me how he does regard it.
I'm afraid I can't. Mr. Parsons Sr. doesn't confide in me.
How about David Parsons' wife?
Sorry.
How about your own opinion?
I'd rather keep my opinions to myself, Mr. Dollar. There's nothing personal, but Mr. Parsons Sr. is very adamant about certain matters.
In other words, Mr. Parsons Sr. does all of the thinking for publication.
So to speak, yes. What concern does the Eastern...
Casualty and Trust Company have in this matter?
Yes. What is the bonding company's concern?
$100,000. It was an automatic write-up on David Parsons, Jr. when he entered the firm.
I still don't understand.
David Parsons had access to great amounts of money and transferable bonds here. That's where we're responsible, Mr. Ecker.
Is that an inference?
If it sounds like I'm worried that David Parsons might have walked off with some money or some bonds, it's an inference.
That's rather ridiculous, isn't it?
I don't know whether it is or not, Mr. Ecker.
Well, I regard it that way. Mr. Parsons is worth a considerable amount of money. $1 million would be a conservative estimate of his fortune. His father, of course, is Well, Mr. Parsons Sr.
Yes, we're well aware of Mr. Parsons' holding. But sometimes things aren't what they seem. You know what I mean?
No, I'm afraid I don't know exactly what you mean, Mr. Dollar.
Well, now, take these, for instance.
Mr. Dollar.
Take these.
Just what?
Here, these copies of Eastern Casualty's policies on your desk, Mr. Recker. Now, let's see, you call me about 9. It's a little after 10 now. That gave you an hour to dig them out, study them over, and answer for yourself the exact questions you've been making me answer. Isn't that about it, Mr. Recker?
Yes. Yes, I'd say that's just about it, Mr. Dollar.
Robert Ecker drove me out to the Bel Air home of David Parsons Sr. On the way, he spoke of the weather, the situation in Algiers, the trouble he had making reservations for weekends in Palm Springs, and the low fuel consumption of his new Studebaker Golden Hawk. He avoided very carefully any further mention of David Parsons Jr., the missing son. I put a couple of direct questions to him, which he answered indirectly by referring me to Mr. Parsons Sr., so I let it go at that.
Jenny. Jenny? Somebody must be around.
You said your phone.
I did. Jenny? Oh, hello.
Hello, Robert. Nobody around?
No one so far.
They must be upstairs. He's been at it today. Called me over here an hour ago. Oh, I'm Mrs. Parsons.
I'm Johnny Dollar. How do you do?
I beg your pardon.
You shouldn't, Robert. It was purposeful.
Mrs. Parsons...
I'm the one you're not supposed to meet, Mr. Dollar. I'm David's wife. I just received orders from upstairs that this matter will be handled upstairs.
Is that so?
Oh, yes, that's quite so. My father-in-law feels that he has extraordinary competence in this matter, as in all matters, huh, Robert?
We'd better get along, Mr. Dollar.
How do you feel?
No, I feel fine.
I mean about your father-in-law handling it.
That makes very little difference, Mr. Dollar. It's my husband who's missing, but his son. You're a policeman or a detective, aren't you?
In a way, yes.
You look like a very charming man, Mr. Dollar.
Becker! Becker, is that you down there?
Just a moment, Mr. Parsons.
Hurry up!
You may have to practice some charm on him.
Thank you for the tip, Mrs. Parsons.
Not at all. It was nice to have met you. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Mrs. Parsons. We'd better get up there.
Becker!
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
And now, let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Robert Ecker led me upstairs into a massive bedroom that could only have been decorated for a massive old man, which is exactly what David Parsons Sr. turned out to be. 6.5 feet tall, I guessed at it, since he was stretched out in bed. He had a pair of coal black eyes and white hair liberally sprinkled with gray. He spilled a briefcase full of papers and documents off the bed, punched his pillow around, and glared hard at me.
What's his name?
This is Mr. Dollar, Mr. Parsons.
You see if he had any credentials?
No, sir.
Well, find out!
Mr. Dollar.
Sure, sure. Here, look these over.
I'll look them over. Hand them to me.
Yes, Mr. Parsons.
They could be forgeries. He could be a newspaper reporter, something like that. Go downstairs and use the hall phone. Call this company and see if they have anyone named Johnny Dollar working for them. Hurry it up.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Those credentials are genuine. You know it and I know it, Mr. Parsons. I'm not waiting around here while you call Boston and talk to someone there you won't believe either. Now, I'm at the Beverly Hilton. You call me when you've made up your mind to talk about this matter.
Fine. Now get out.
I got in town last night and contacted your office first thing. I wanted to talk to you about it first for several reasons. One, you're David Parsons' father. It's your company, not his, that can be jeopardized in a situation like this. Two, you seem the logical man to see to clear up the matter easily. Now that I've seen you, I'm not so sure of that. I'll have to go to somebody else.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, go to somebody else?
I mean, I'm not going to sit in a hotel room cooling my heels waiting for you to call me. I have to find out about this, and there are other people to talk to. Your son's wife, the whole household.
They wouldn't let you in.
The police, if I have to.
I'd break you. I'd break you in half.
Then I'd get pretty mad, and both halves of me would figure this thing out if it took $1 million and $1 million.
Ecker.
Yes, sir?
Get out of here.
Yes, sir.
You've got 5 minutes.
I've got 5 minutes and 10 minutes and 1 million minutes if I need them. We have a report your son's been missing for 10 days now. One of our brokers reported it. He happened to be one of your son's clients.
Missing?
All right, where is he?
How would I know?
I take that to mean you don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Of course not.
Have you had an audit of your books since he disappeared?
What?
Have you had an audit? Is there anything missing? Bonds, cash in the company?
Ecker! Throw this bum out of here and make sure he bounces a couple of times.
Mr. Parsons.
Throw him out!
I've got you by a good 25 pounds, Ecker.
Maybe you'd better leave, Mr. Dollar.
I think I'll stay.
Oh, if I could get out of this bed, I'd do it myself. Ecker!
Run along, Mr. Ecker. He'll calm down. I can wait him out.
You leave without throwing him out and you're fired. Throw him out!
I'll wait for you downstairs, Mr.
All right. Sit down. What day is today?
Friday.
It was a week ago Tuesday. David left the house, according to his wife, and that's the last anyone saw him. No word, nothing since then.
No police?
Of course not, no police.
I can hear you. Why?
You know why as well as I do. An investment broker missing. What the papers wouldn't do with that?
What's been going on?
Nothing. We've been waiting to hear from him.
No one's done anything.
What is there to do that won't bring out the press?
Look, I'm not worried about the press. I'm worried about your son, Mr. Parsons. Whatever happened to him has had a 10-day start, and nothing's been done about it. Now, how about the books?
What about them?
Have you had an audit?
Now, look here, you young...
Keep your voice down, will you? I ask you a simple question. Have you found anything missing?
I haven't looked. Where are you going?
Well, if what you say is true, no one's seen or heard of David Parsons for 10 days, then I'm going to get some help.
What help?
Police.
I don't want any police in on this. How much does your responsibility come to?
$100,000.
I'll post it in cash.
You'll what?
I'll post that amount of money and assume your liability, if there is a liability. You'll never get a fair offer than that. I don't want this matter to get into the papers. Well?
Look, Mr. Parsons, we have assumed liability and we can't transfer it at this date. It's out of the question. So let's start our planning from there. I met Mrs. Parsons downstairs. I understand she's not supposed to meet me or see me. Now, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you better fix up that part of it.
That's so?
Yeah.
Suppose I don't.
I'll see her anyhow.
Get out of here!
He was looking for something to throw when I stepped out the door and walked down the hall to the stairway. At the foot of the stairs, I looked around for Robert Eckert, who wasn't around. I found my head by the door, and then I ran into Mrs. Parsons again.
Mr. Dollar.
Yes?
What's been decided? What's he going to do about David?
Well, it's pretty hard to say what he's going to do about anything.
What are you going to do?
I was going to drive over to your house this afternoon and ask you to go to the police and make out a missing persons report. If you refused to do that, I was going to the police myself and ask their help.
Oh. Do you think that's the thing to do? I mean, a missing person report?
Yep, I think that's the thing to do.
I'll be home later this afternoon. He might hear it.
All right. Say 2 o'clock?
Fine.
He cool off?
Oh, for a second or two. Some museum piece he is.
Be careful of him, Mr. Dollar. He'll break your heart. He's your kind. You're his dish of meat.
Yeah. I didn't pay much attention to that remark from Robert Ecker. I thought about Svengali and Rasputin and a couple of fellas like that. I didn't think of Parsons Sr. in the same class with them. But I should have guessed it. Ecker's trying to tell me, but I just wouldn't listen.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, some more facts about how the Earth swallowed a man. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
One of the five-part storyline, The Callicles Better, which launched back on Monday evening, April 30th of 1956. We'll have the second installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the role of personal secretary Robert Ecker, I believe, is played by Harry Bartell. And my question about him. Born in New Orleans, he mostly grew up in Houston, Texas, and attended a prominent university in that city. It was named not after a type of grain, but after its primary financial benefactor. Can you name that prestigious academic institution? I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked-out jailbird sing that rock.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more.
Call me the Wanderer.
Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK88.
Well, love, love it, darling. Come and go with me. Don't go with me. Baby, don't see. I need you, darling. So come go with me.
Order That's Rock and Roll now to take a sea cruise with Frankie Ford while dancing in your blue suede shoes with Carl Perkins, or run away with Del Shannon. Just go to musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code ROCK88 to save on shipping. MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Enjoy 74 original recordings for only $19.98. Remember promo code ROCK88 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about actor Harry Bartell's alma mater. He graduated from Rice University. That Houston, Texas academic institution was named for its primary financial benefactor, William Marsh Rice. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.